starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Donovan back to pass. He's got a man open in the end zone. It's Joe Ardinger. The pass is there, and he drops the ball. And the Eagles do not win the Super Bowl. And as we review this Super Bowl, it was all Joe Ardinger's fault.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to
believe you. Death doesn't get any better than this.
Doesn't get any better than this. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Atlantic City and all the ships at sea. Now remember, due to a botched surgery, they fart out of the wrong hole. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. New episode on this
Tuesday.
November 12th. Here's your phone number, 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
There it is. Oh, Buzz. Ooh. We just missed it.
Just barely.
Just missed it. I'll let you slide by. It's close enough for government work.
Thank Absolutely. You.
Let's see. Bill O'Reilly. We need a moment from Bill.
Yes, a Bill O'Reilly moment.
Let's review our past.
You know, you're funny because I'm wondering if we keep doing this, how many review days you're going to have. You know, it will get to the point where we'll have 100 Bill O'Reilly moments.
Well, no, it's fine with me. He's, you know, he's spokesman for a new generation.
He is. That's the way I feel about him.
I think we have the chronological order correct. Here's the first Bill O'Reilly thought of the day.
You know, oral. My doctor, he said I can have it.
All right, then here was the second Bill O'Reilly thought of the day.
I'm gay, so I want, you know, gay marriage so I can do X, Y, and Z.
Then here was the third Bill O'Reilly thought of the day.
We legalize heroin because I'm a heroin addict and I want it, so give it to me.
All right, then here was yesterday's Bill O'Reilly thought of the day.
Man, I'm close to going toe-to-toe with this whore.
And we have a brand new fresh for you. Tuesday, Bill O'Reilly thought of the day.
Oh, good.
Bill, what say you?
Four German guys, leap over the counter and pound me.
Now, what was that one?
Well, hold on. Yeah. You'll hear it again. He likes something.
Four German guys leap over the counter and pound me.
Wow, that's another gay reference.
Likes it when German guys leap over the counter and pound him. Who's calling on the inside line? Hello?
Now, that was from inside the building.
You know what that is? That's a hang-up call.
From inside the building.
From inside the building.
Well, we have to take care of that.
Yes.
That is a problem.
We have to trace that.
I don't mind you listeners hanging up on us, but for goodness sakes, it's one thing when somebody inside the building calls and hits the eject
button. Who could that possibly be?
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I think you got the gay one and the heroin backwards.
You think the gay and the heroin are backwards?
Yes, yep, the Bill O'Reilly.
I agree.
Well, now,
I told you heroin comes after the first one.
I just gave you the order before the show, and yeah, you said it sounded right.
I said the oral one is gay.
I said oral,
and then
gay.
And then heroin, and then gay.
So it's gay, then oral.
It's oral, heroin, gay.
Oh. It's oral, heroin, gay. Well, before the show, I said to you oral, gay, heroin, toe-to-toe, and you said that was fine.
I misunderstood. I thought you were saying the oral was the gay one.
All right, so again, it's oral.
Oral. My doctor, he said I can have it.
Then it's heroin.
We legalize heroin because I'm a heroin addict and I want it, so give it to me.
Then it's gay.
I'm gay, so I want, you know, gay marriage so I can do X, Y, and Z.
Then it's toe-to-toe.
Man, I'm close to going toe-to-toe with this whore.
And you know, after you play them all?
Yeah.
Now I'm completely confused.
And then it's what he wants Germans to do to him.
Four German guys leap over the counter and pound me.
Don't you think after all these years you should know better?
That's the official order.
Than to ask me.
Even if it's the wrong order.
Lock it in.
That is the official order. And let me just say, in the words of Sam Huff.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
No, you're right, Sam.
Spread your arms open wide when you say that. It just doesn't get any better than this.
It don't get any better than this.
That's what I'm saying today.
We'll start today's show. Wow, you don't want to go down that road, do you?
No, not at all. No,
okay.
I can't go down that road.
All right,
I can simply say it just doesn't get any better than today for me.
You know, sometimes Mike has...
just doesn't get any better. Can I say it from the highest mountaintop?
Mike, well,
it just doesn't get any better.
Private conversations with me about...
just doesn't get any better.
You know, all of the details of his personal life...
Yeah. It just doesn't get any better.
Ladies and gentlemen, the estranged Mike O'Mara.
It just doesn't get any better. Thank you.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
I agree, Sammy.
So listen, Mike, take your mind off the estranged, the plaintiff, and everything else for a moment. Stop for a second.
Yes.
And think how happy the toy poodle was.
Thank you.
When the toy poodle called us today in the office.
We have fabulous news.
Yes, we have good news, and we have thank yous.
Thank you.
Going out to the good people of Philadelphia.
Wow.
The monthly ratings have come in.
Right.
You know, we get these droppers every month for all the various stations that we're on.
And we watch the city of Philadelphia very carefully.
Yeah, very carefully. And, you know, Tim Sabian, the hyperactive toy poodle, who is the program director of WYSP.
Right.
He, you know, like, he doesn't go to the bathroom like for 5 days before the ratings come out.
He's very focused on it.
And he was very happy when he called today to tell us that the ratings in Philadelphia are up, 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 up everywhere.
Wonderful. We have really just taken hold with this time slot, and we've turned things around very quickly. We're very excited.
Yeah. Now, let me see. They had the ratings for the other show, and then that other show went off the air, and there was the month in between, okay? So you had your tweener month, and your tweener month, well, frankly, that was down.
That was the moment of turmoil, transition, and, you know, that was really our starting point, and, well, go ahead and share.
Okay, but so since then, they've gone back up. In the overall ratings, the rating that we inherited when we started Afternoons was a 4.1 share.
Right.
That's what the other show had. Then in our first month, it went down to a 2.5.
Right.
We had to get rid of those people and get the people who like us. Right. And then we're up a full point to 3.5.
Philadelphia, we're giving you a round
in October.
That's solid. That's big news.
Very fast turnaround.
Very, very fast turnaround.
In our money demographic, adults 25 to 54.
Money.
The other show, the last month, they had a 4.2. Then we came on, and it was a 2.5. And immediately the next month, you guys brought it right back up exactly to where it was before, a 4.2.
And that is huge. That makes us... that gives us a lot of breathing room within the company, doesn't
it? But frankly, that's not good enough. The 4.2 that the other show had, no offense to the other show, frankly, it's below what we normally get in the 25 to 54 rating.
We are looking to establish the long-range love affair with Philadelphia.
But, you know, no matter what demographic I look at, and, you know, the poodle gave them all to me, men 18 plus, men 18 to 34, adults 18 to 34, men 25 to 34, everything is up. He's happy. There's like
very happy.
1, 2, 3 point jumps all over the place. So the toy poodle, I guess, has stayed our execution.
Wonderful.
For another month in Philadelphia.
That is wonderful news.
Because that, in fact, is the deal that we signed.
Yeah, I mean, the deal we really signed, and we're saying this seriously, was one where, you know, we knew that our staying on in Philadelphia was based on our ratings, and we were perfectly confident to do that, and this really indicates to us that things are moving in the right
direction. Yes, Ed.
I hate to backtrack, but I've been told who it was that hung up on you.
And it was?
Miss Terry Anderson.
Terry Anderson?
Well, how could she? She that's not like her.
I heard through the grapevine it was a mistake.
Really?
However... it was still Terry.
Okay, well, let's take her to task.
It's hard to do that because she's such a sweet and wonderful person, and now she's on the phone.
There she is on the telephone.
Calling other people and hanging up.
I guess I'll have to talk about other inside radio station stuff here. But anyway, thank you, Philadelphia. Yeah. A great first trend for this show. It's catching on. We knew it would. It's catching on. Thanks. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, it's Colin from Philly. Just want to let you know, first time caller, and absolutely have turned on at least 12 of my buddies to it, and we're addicted. It's just a great show. You beat the other guy's pants off in regards to what type of format you have versus theirs, because it's a little bit too goofy.
We don't want to be compared to them. Unfortunately, we're going to be because it's their time slot that we were taking over. But
I'm not comparing, Don. We're actually saying to you that you're doing a bang-up job. I love the entertainment. I laugh my ass off all the time on the way home from work, and I can't thank you enough.
Thank you, and thanks to everybody at Philly. And, you know, hey, let's just remember the last thing Tim said to me. It's just 1 month.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
My goodness. Do you actually put up with Tim Sabian?
Did he really say that to you?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my Lord.
I was really going to be amazed if he just said that.
No, he didn't say that.
It's just 1 month.
He was just...
I'm sure he was a little giddy, wasn't he?
He's real. You know him. Wow, these numbers, and he's reading them so fast, I could barely write them down. And,
right.
And he's got all kinds of grandiose plans.
Meanwhile, his beard is growing.
He's trimming it, compulsively trimming it,
right.
Popping his heart medication all the time, taking his, the nitro pills?
Putting the nitro pills under his tongue, Don.
Under his tongue. Anyway, right. He's a happy man today, and everybody at YSP is happy. And,
that's good.
It's a good start. Yeah, we're
all right,
happy.
Guys, I just wanted to say, hey, you're going to rule this time slot in Philly just like you did the last one, and can't wait till you come back to town.
And, that was the other thing. Tim wants us to come back, so I guess we're going to be making a return to Philly very soon.
That is wonderful news. Looking forward to that.
Very soon. We haven't been fired yet show.
Yes.
I think that, you know, we need some type of a theme to go back to broadcast from WYSP with, and I think the theme will be we still have the job.
It's fun. It's fun to do that because I have such total confidence in Philadelphia. I have more confidence. There's a feeling I get in Philadelphia when we're up there from the calls that we get. And it's not the volume of calls. We get a lot of them from Philadelphia. It's the type of calls we get. The type of calls we get from Philadelphia indicate to me more than any other new city that we've signed on, that people get this show. That people are there. There's a core of people already that really understand what we're doing, and I'm excited about
well,
it.
Well, the Arbotrons are showing the numbers are going up, and they're really, really going up all over the place. So thanks, and I guess the show theme will be we still have the job.
Excellent.
That's our motto in Philly. The Don and Mike Show, we still have the job.
Fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike.
You guys suck.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
And that's good, and I wouldn't be surprised if that call came from Sacramento.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, Mike, I seem to remember you were Jonathan Winters fan, correct?
Jonathan Winters what?
You're a big fan of his?
Oh, you bet your ass I am, absolutely.
Yeah, I think he's on Life with Bonnie tonight on ABC.
Well, you know what? What's he, 90 years old now?
Yeah, close.
I'd like to watch it, though. I just like Jonathan Winters' face.
The problem with that is that you got to sit through Bonnie Hunt.
Now, you used to be a fan of hers.
And don't delete that out, because I said Bonnie Hunt.
I thought there was a time, a long time ago. I thought it wasn't that you were a fan of hers. I thought you had the hots for her.
Yeah, I saw her in Second City TV back when I worked in Chicago 20 years ago, and she was an aspiring up-and-coming.
She's great on Letterman.
And she's got something happening. Yeah. I mean, she got star written all over her.
It's a funny show.
She is hilarious.
Someone's lurking around the corner right now.
Good old Bonnie Hunt. Now I said, Hunt, don't look at me with those bug eyes, Marty Feldman. She said, so Jonathan Winters will be on the... she's fantastic.
Life with Bonnie, Don, is the name of the show.
Well, I like...
I know you like renaming it.
Life with Hunt. That'd be a great show.
God. No way that's seeing the light of
all the little Hunts out there.
There you go.
Where is he? Yeah.
Mike.
Or my... That was never going to make... Yeah, they just deleted that out.
Yeah.
My idea for the show was... Where's my Hunt?
Yeah.
That was my idea for the show.
I actually wrote a show.
Or where's that Hunt?
I wrote a show called The Hunts, and it wasn't an original idea. It was kind of a spinoff from My Three Sons. And you had three sons. You had Rick, Jack, and Mike. And you had Rick Hunt, Mike Hunt, and Jack Hunt. And they were all working together.
The Hunts, the wacky Hunt boys. Mm-hmm.
So, and then their Irish uncle comes over from the old country, Mick Hunt, and
don't forget their uncle. Mm-hmm. He was large, big, gigantic man. He just called him just Big. He was just Big Hunt.
Uh-huh.
That's all he was. And then there was a midget in the family, and it was Little Hunt.
Right.
Uh-huh. So he had
Little Hunt was the Little Hunt's when we could say all day.
Yeah, and Little Hunt actually, was the Indian, the Native American. Hey, little Hunt, what's happening down there? You go, I don't know, Big Hunt.
Hey.
So,
where's Rick, Jack, and Mike?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Boy, you know what? I would venture to say that already. There are certain fingers that are beginning to bleed during the show right now.
Wow, that was a profanity-laced call to begin the show today, ladies and gentlemen. So, did you watch Monday Night Football? Of course you did. They had Madden and Al Michaels wearing the goofy yellow jackets.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Which I thought was a nice touch.
Who played? Denver and who?
Denver and Oakland. Great game won by Oakland last night. And they had them wearing the jackets, which was, funny. And they thought out GIF. Frank Gilbert is frozen like Walt Disney and Ted Williams said, but they thought him out.
Huh.
And they brought him at halftime. And except for the gigantic collar that Kathy Lee has on his neck, he appeared to be, sane, and he was speaking fluently.
Was Al Michaels uncomfortable?
Al Michaels was giving him the phony baloney, you're my buddy thing, like putting his arm around him and going, don't be a stranger, when you know that it was Al Michaels.
Al Michaels is the reason he's out of the booth, right?
Yeah, and rightly so, but still Al Michaels is the guy that put the knife in Giff's back. Here's where I got pissed off last night. They had an internet poll of the five best
Monday night football games of all time.
Okay.
And
one of them involved the Redskins, I know that.
Yeah, it was the Cowboys and the Redskins. The first game after the Redskins won the Super Bowl in 83 when the Cowboys came back in overtime. The problem is when you do something like an internet poll, you get people who, and I don't want to alienate anybody listening to the show who's under the age of, let's say, 30, but you get people who don't remember stuff past, you know, like when Family Ties was on the air, okay? That, for them, that's where life began, when Michael J. Fox was on Family Ties.
Do you remember many football games vividly?
I remember, and I was 11, the very first Monday Night Football game with the Jets in Cleveland.
Really?
I remember, I think probably last night they had the 500th one. I really don't think I've missed one.
Man.
I don't think I've missed one Monday Night Football game.
But can you pull them forward, like with memory? I mean,
yeah.
Can you remember them?
And the ones that they had...
I don't remember many athletic contests.
I remember the one night up in at Foxborough when it was the Colts and the Patriots, and the artificial turf was slick.
Because it was snow-covered.
No, it was raining. It was a rainstorm, and I remember the blizzard they had...
Just guessing.
...in Denver with the Packers and the Broncos.
Right.
Anyway... Some of the games that they had were from the 70s, and one of them was a great one with the Oilers, where Earl Campbell ran for 200 yards and had four touchdowns.
That's when Bum Phillips was the coach.
Yeah, and they had these games like one from the 70s and three from the 80s, and one game that happened last year, the game where the Jets were losing by 20-some points in the fourth quarter. They came back to tie it up, and they won it in overtime, and that was voted the greatest Monday Night Football game of all time, and I think it was voted the greatest just because for most of the people who voted in the poll, that's the one they remembered because that was the most recent moment.
Of course.
Right. Just like when baseball had that thing at the World Series where they said, vote for the greatest moment of all time in baseball history, I think the winning moment was Cal Ripken breaking the Iron Man streak, and that's because that's what most people... remember, I mean, but
because it's recent memory.
Yeah, and there's so much stuff that happened. I mean, how can you not have Hank Aaron breaking Babe Ruth's record as the greatest baseball moment of all time?
How can you not have Carlton Fisk hitting that home run in the 1975 World Series?
And Mike, I'll give you that. Even I remember that with him waving it.
Called the greatest game in World Series history.
But anyway, they just pissed me off because, you know, it's a bunch of nerds on the internet who
How
just
did you not have the last episode of MASH?
They just said, well, this is the one I remember from last year.
Mm-hmm.
I'll vote for this one.
It is when you hear all time and then they pull one from last year.
Yeah, so they played 500 games over 33 years on Monday Night Football.
I think the greatest game was when Howard Cosell was at Franklin Field in Philadelphia and was
drunk.
F-space.
Yeah. Do we have that's it?
Same night that he... That's the night he puked on Dandy Don's boot.
Yeah.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. Not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
Great one, Bob.
And you know how one of the real telltale signs that he was just wasted was, you know, years after the Giants had moved to San Francisco, he still was calling the New York Giants the New York Football Giants.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, did you think that John Madden, he acted kind of uncomfortable, like him and Giff didn't like each other?
Yeah, I noticed that when Al Michaels was doing his thing with Giff, doing the fake I'm your buddy thing, Madden was not even in the picture.
Wow.
Madden wasn't even sitting there.
Yeah, he just kind of jumped back like he didn't even want to talk to Giff.
Yeah, you know, Madden was just doing the thing saying, well, you know, Giff, you were a great guy. Uh-huh. And Giff, such a feeb.
Yeah.
But did you see his hand?
Yeah, but you know what?
Do you have those talents?
Yeah, you really can't make fun of Giff's hands because really, if you look up close, Madden's got those old man talents too.
Everybody gets those hooks. I mean, it's going to happen when you get older. I mean, that's it. And you know, it's not like I was going to say Madden doesn't like being a shill for the network, but then again, you know, he comes out of your tube selling everything from foot fungus
to Rent-A-Center.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a whore.
He's an Uber whore.
Hello, Don and Mike.
And we love him.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike.
And Colts Patriots game. Remember it? Joe Washington running back the punt at the end to get the Colts back in.
Yes.
Yeah, is that the game you guys talking about?
Yeah, that's the one that I remember, too. But, I mean, but you got to be over, like, 15 to remember that game, I guess.
No, but that was a great one. And yeah. Kathy the Gifford's hot, man.
Wow, you are.
Was she on camera last night?
No, he's not retarded.
She was on my camera.
Get out of here.
Wow. She's on mine.
Maybe she was off screen holding the chair and the whip. You know the way that Siegfried and Roy do with their animals? Where they
got one of those little prod sticks.
Yeah, and she's got a stool, and she's holding the stool up and going, now.
And when they take the camera off in front of him, she like put it under his chin. Lift your head up.
Hello.
And then feed him a fish.
John and Mike show when he's good.
Well, as funny as Gifford looked, he was still grateful to be on camera. You have to give him that much.
Well, don't forget the last year that he was on Monday Night Football when they put him in the plastic casket up at the ESPN zone in Baltimore. Do you remember?
He was like on display like the Terminator at Planet Hollywood.
Right.
He was under glass in a restaurant.
Very remember scary. What they were doing was they fired him, but they didn't want to come out and fire Frank Gifford.
Right.
So they made him drive to Baltimore, where he would broadcast from a sports bar, and he was inside a clear plastic casket. kind of like a thing that Hannibal Lecter was in.
Right.
To avoid the hecklers.
Yeah.
Well, they stuck him with Chris Berman then, too, didn't they?
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So the drunks in the bar couldn't be heard.
But Chris Berman wasn't inside the clear plastic casket. It was.
Oh, if he was, that would have been the end of Gift. Oh.
And you're talking about a death fart. Can you imagine being in a clear plastic box with Chris Berman and all...
Bang, bang, bang.
Nowhere to escape.
Good on your next visit.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what about the Bears, Miami Dolphins?
Another great
classic.
One. Now, that was one that they had in there that I would have voted as my second favorite all-time game. It was the year that the Bears were undefeated.
12-0, I think, at that point.
We are the Bears, shuffling crew.
Yeah, right. They were, the year they did the shuffle, they were undefeated, and they were going into Miami. And, you know, all the Miami guys, all the old guys from Miami, they got that hard on that they don't want anyone else to be undefeated.
Okay.
That was Jim McMahon,
Walter Payton, the Refrigerator Perry, Richard Dent, all those guys, Gary Fensick, and Miami beat them.
Right.
Yeah, that was a great game.
What do you think John Theismann thought about them showing that clip again of him snapping his leg?
Well, I tell you what, I don't know what John Theismann thought about that, but I bet that Joe Theismann wasn't happy
Joe
about
Mama!
It.
Harold Taylor actually likes it.
Did I just walk into that?
I guess.
Yeah.
Did I just walk into a pile of
PM? It's been so long.
Wow. Okay, you
no
got
good
me.
Luck there.
You got me. Don and Mike, hello?
Don.
Yes, turn your radio down, please.
All right, no problem. Getting back to the baseball games, what about the Blue Jays and the Phillies a couple of years ago? That 15-14 match. That was a hell of a game.
That was a hell of a game.
Well, the cheese stands alone.
What about the 1980 Olympics when the USA beat the Soviet Union?
Well, that has nothing to do
with it. Do you believe in miracles?
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about, though.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I would like to bring something up, though, today.
How about great moments in hunting?
I would like to bring up this right now.
Yes.
I want everybody in the Mid-Atlantic region, and I'm talking D.C., Philadelphia, New York, Boston, stop talking about a drought, because there's no more drought.
Right.
It's rained every day for roughly the last 3 months.
Don't be fooled.
There is no more drought.
Our water supply is still woefully inadequate.
Now, I do not believe that.
It is.
I do not believe it. I believe that the drought is officially over, and no one's coming out to say it, because they love the fact saying, well, it's going to rain again today for the 15th day in a row, but it's really good because we need it because of the drought.
Right. Well, we still need it, but most of the restrictions, they actually have said, most of the restrictions have been lifted, and most of the drought declarations have been lifted as well.
I was playing golf on the shores of Lake Manassas, and I've never, ever seen the reservoir that low. This was just a month ago, and I'm grateful
that
God has seen his way to share his waterfall bounty with us. But I know that we are still well short of our total. We could use a few more steady soakers, as the weathermen like to say.
I mean, you want to bet just right here in D.C.? I would bet.
How about Frederick, Maryland?
No, no, I'm talking about just
let's check into our friends in Frederick, Maryland and find out if they're doing okay.
What does Frederick, Maryland have to do with this?
Well, I see, this is now you have found, you know, I know you know the Monday Night Football when you talk about water shortages.
You're Mr. Non Sequitur today.
You have discovered my wheelhouse and the area that we live in, Washington, D.C., and the surrounding areas. I know about the water shortage because I probably live in a more rural area than you gentlemen do. And Frederick was on water restriction before anybody else was.
Well, someone from this show, please call the National Weather Service and find out.
I'd say we're down probably about 4 or 5 inches still.
In the D.C. area, if we are still in a drought, I would bet that we're not. It's rained so goddamn much every day.
Boy, see, in the spirit of great debate, you have framed the question in a very, very good way. I'm not prepared to debate you as to whether the drought is over, but I would tell you that we are still short, well short of what we, you know, what normal rainfall would be.
But they love screaming this crap about the drought, the drought, the drought.
Well, you know, what it is the drought, the drought, the drought, and you get a day or two of normal conditions, and then the flooding begins.
The drought, just stop the drought talk. Because there is no drought.
We've got a lot of rain.
Frankly, I never believed there was a drought, and I think, I was on record saying this, 2 or 3 summers ago when I was announcing that when I left to go to work every day, I would just leave the faucets running in my house and turn the outside spigots on.
And you're on a well.
Just because I don't believe that there was ever a drought.
I just wish that the more rain we got, the better the water pressure would be. I wish we didn't have to go through all those newfangled pumps and stuff so the water comes into your house. I wish it was all predicated on how much rain. So, like, when it was dry for a month at a time, everybody went around stinking. And then when we got a heavy rain, it was just, we would really rejoice.
This is another non sequitur for Mike, because Mike's got a thing about, and I know this from when we travel, we could be in the nicest hotel in the room.
I'll switch
rooms. Nicest hotel in the world. Beautiful rooms. And I'll call Mike up and I'll go, wow, aren't these great rooms? And he'll say, the water pressure in my shower sucks.
Since I moved out of my house, the number one thing, I love the place that I'm renting. I love, my landlord's a great guy. The one thing I have issues with is water pressure. There's an elaborate kind of treatment system that he's got in there, and the filters, you know, at a certain point have to be flushed.
Well, can't you go to Home Depot and buy something that you would screw onto your shower head?
I got I went in, I got my new shower head, and then a buddy of mine came over and changed the filter. And when he changed the filter, it was fantastic. And then he retightened it. And do you ever get help from these macho guys that tighten to the extent where really they almost break their wrist?
Yeah.
And it gets so tight.
Yeah.
And because it's plumbing, and it's not necessarily always a guarantee that it's righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, so you don't know, and it's so tight that it's equal pressure both ways, and I'm going both ways, and I can't.
You can't figure out if you're loosening it or tightening it.
So I got to wait till he comes over again because I'm going to lay it in his lap again. I said, okay, Hercules, you want to undo that thing you did for me the last time?
I will tell you this, though, about the shower. The shower is a great place, I hear, to have sex. And the shower is a great place to perform oral. Which reminds me of something I wanted to talk about on the show for a while.
Okay. Did somebody have sex today?
No, certainly not me. Although I'm going back to the back therapist tomorrow, and I'm waiting for the AOK on the sex thing.
Oh, good luck with that.
So I'm waiting. God damn, it's been a long time since I've been able to drain the main vein.
Amen.
Let me just say, any of you kids thinking about getting hit by a car and dislocating your hip, if you think it's fun. Well, sure, it's fun. The medication is fun for the 2 or 3 weeks that they give you the pills, but it just sucks because you can't have sex.
Once the pills run out.
Yeah, I'm just so horny all the time.
Me so horny.
Like today, my wife just came downstairs. I said, she wasn't fixed up or nothing. She just looked so good. I just wanted to just go at it with her.
Wow.
And I know these people. They'll remain nameless. They enjoyed. I'm going to delete that out. I have to say just oral. I can't say the word sex after it.
Yeah.
They enjoy oral. These people that we know, they enjoy oral.
Mm-hmm.
And they enjoy oral to the point where I should say he enjoys giving it to her.
Okay.
And her reception of it is less than enthusiastic.
Hmm.
She enjoys it. She likes it.
Yeah.
But I'll give you a couple of for instances that came up in conversation with these people.
So what you're saying is the level of enthusiasm from the man is not met with the same level of enthusiasm by the woman.
Right. For instance, they told us that that one night she was watching television, and she was watching Jerry Springer or something, and he came over and he, you know, very daintily started kissing her on the neck or whatever his move is that he makes,
right.
And unbuttoned her pants, and actually pulled her pants off, and pulled her panties off, and then...
This is dangerous ground, Mr. Spicoli.
And then started...
Doing his thing.
Started doing it right. While she sat there and watched television.
Was there any acknowledgement of what he was doing, or...?
I don't believe so. I believe that she just enjoyed the act,
okay.
And she continued to watch... The entire hour-long episode of...
1 hour?
Of Jerry Springer.
1 hour?
That followed into the Divorce Court or People's Court, whatever the show is.
Uh-huh. Over oh, an okay. hour?
Hold on a second. We got a guy from the National Weather Service on.
Oh, good.
Because in actuality, I'm finally starting to tell the stories that I want to tell.
Yeah.
Okay, you got me? Hello?
Yes.
Who is this?
Luis is a forecaster of a...
I'm sorry.
Rob, unacceptable.
Why?
just kidding. You have to ask why?
All right, wait, Luis, how are you?
I'm kidding,
good,
of
how
course.
Are you?
I'm kidding, of course. Luis,
yes?
Do you work for the National Weather Service?
Yes, I am.
Do you work in the D.C. area?
It's in Sterling, Virginia. It's next to the Dulles Airport.
Sterling, Virginia, next to Dulles Airport. Oh, can you tell me, for the D.C. metro area, are we still officially in a drought?
Yes, we are.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you, Luis.
You're killing me, Luis.
Luis, how many inches are we below our average rainfall?
It's good about 7 inches.
7 inches, wow. Yes. Seven not four. Inches. I said four or five, but it's more like seven.
Wow.
How many inches do we need until everybody will stop screaming we're in a drought, even though it rains every day?
Well, I don't know, because I think we're going to start catching up pretty soon. I mean, we already got about half an inch today, and we expect another significant rainfall event on Saturday night and Sunday.
Oh, so you think by that time we might be
catching up.
Catching up. And how many more of these soakers do you think, how many more of these storms will we need before we...
Probably two or three.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Two or three. So you think we're very close, and Luis... Will the National Weather Service tell all of the weather guys and gals to stop screaming about the drought when we are officially to the area where we're caught up enough where we're not in a drought?
I guess, yes.
Yeah.
And Luis, for the benefit of our Spanish-speaking listeners, could you give us the same drought update in Spanish for us, please?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Todavía estamos con mucho déficit de lluvia para el área de Washington. Pero esperamos otro evento significativo de lluvia para el fin de semana, el sábado por la noche y domingo, que debemos recibir por lo menos una pulgada de lluvia. Y si seguimos este patrón del tiempo, tormentas así cada 5 o 6 días, pues quizás en un mes.
All right. Who knows?
Okay.
Wow. Boy.
All right. Wait. Gracias, Luis.
All right. Thank you, Luis.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Adios.
Thank you, Luis.
I believe equally slow speaking in both languages.
Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
This is Steve. I'm calling from Philly.
Hi, Steve.
Can I ask, every year I can remember we've had a drought.
Yes, Steve.
Is there a point where it stops being a drought and it's just the way it is?
Steve, thank you. You've crystallized exactly my point. First off, Steve, I've never believed that there was a drought. I've never believed that there was any such thing. It's a made-up thing.
You too, Steve and Don, I'm going to tell you right now, you guys go on believing that until you have to crawl over your fellow man to get a drink of water.
Go outside. Go outside, Mike, every day for the last 6 months. It's done nothing but rain every day. 6 months straight. Every day, cloudy, overcast,
186 days straight of rain.
Steve, is it raining in Philly today?
It is raining in Philly today.
Of course it's raining in Philly today.
today. It rains every day in Philly.
You know, when you raise your arms...
It's raining tomorrow.
When you raise your arms up like that today, you almost look like a traffic cone. It's the black turtleneck with the traffic cone colored sweatshirt.
It's from the outlet mall. I know you're probably wondering, Don, I find it hard to believe that they didn't sell this Nike sweatshirt in that bright pumpkin orange color that you're wearing.
You can go out and grab a deer right now.
That is why
it's bow season. There you go.
That is why the sweatshirt costs $5.99.
Don't the traffic cones have the around the bottom and the top? Don't they have black sometimes?
Yeah, I have a black Nike turtleneck on underneath my hideous bright orange Nike sweatshirt.
Does Nike make a yellow hat? Because then you could be a candy corn.
On.
That is the brightest garment
it is
I have ever seen you wear,
and that's why it was at the outlet. Because who's going to buy it? Who's going to pay $30 for this? Nobody. So that's why it was $5. That's why I bought it.
You've already burned it with a cigar, though.
Yeah, well, you noticed that. Yeah.
Well, it's orange, and you're wearing black underneath, so that enhances the...
I've noticed the quality. The reason I got a cigar ash on there and burned a hole in it, the quality is not up to normal Nike quality.
It isn't?
This must be made in a fourth world country, not in a third world country. Like you said yesterday, that's what you get at the outlets. You get what you pay for. You get shoddy merchandise. You get secondhand, poorly made materials. And you get the colors that no one else would possibly ever buy.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
But I saw this baby, and you can ask my wife. Listen, I'll let her tell you. I hope she's not at one of her many diversions right now.
Remember, it could be worse. You could be me.
Oh, I know, Mike.
All right, there you go.
I know. Your motto today is nothing better than this.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Hello?
Baby.
Hi, my boo-boo.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
Thank you, Sam.
I'm getting all kinds of wonderful comments on my on my bright orange sweatshirt.
Isn't that the second time you've worn that this week? Wait a minute. What's today? Tuesday. Can't be this week. But
it was laundered.
Yeah, but didn't you just wear that? Oh, you didn't wear it to work, though. Your friends haven't seen it.
No, but I like it so much, I don't want to tell the story myself. Tell everybody about when we were at the outlet malls. Do you remember the story with the sweatshirt?
No, just that
don't you remember that I
put it on immediately like a little boy with a new...
Yeah, that I went in the Nike store and I bought it.
And wore it out of the store?
I went into the bathroom and changed and took off the regular sweatshirt I had on. And my wife was in another store and she came out of the outlet and she said, "What happened to the shirt you were wearing?" I said, "It's in the bag. Look, I bought this cool orange sweatshirt." And she just shook her head ruefully.
You know, you were talking about the parking spaces having a little tough time. With that sweatshirt on, you could actually get out of the car, sit down Indian style, and no one would fill it into the space and be perfectly legal.
You know, and you should talk to your producer. She's so cute. She called me when you were talking about the outlet, and she said, "You don't love that outlet you went to?"
Leesburg.
Yeah,
right.
Lisa likes those outlets.
Oh, she loves it. Wow. She's the guest that I didn't love them, but I explained.
You know why she loves it?
Right, because he loves it.
Yeah.
No,
exactly. Yeah, he loved it a long time before she loved it.
No, he has always loved those
outlets.
He's
loved it a long, long time.
She was talking about shopping with her sister.
But I bet he turned her on to it. I bet my bottom dollar.
He's loved those outlets. He's talked about those outlets for 5 years since they opened up.
Why does a man love those? Just because of the Nike story?
Yeah, you know he loves Nike as much as I do.
That is so true.
Don't even, Lisa's in here.
That is so not true. First of all, I am my own person. I am an individual.
No, you're not.
You guys may think. My sister lives
no,
right
you're
here
not.
Here.
No, you're not. You're his. You're his.
There's only one thing that could have happened. There's only one. There's no other possibility.
You're like a Stepford girlfriend.
Either he turned you on to it or you turned him on to it.
Neither?
Impossible.
He's gone up there.
Impossible, because I want to tell you something. This is one thing that your boyfriend and I have in common.
I know that.
Is a love of anything Nike. And I cannot tell you how many times over the last 5 years I'll come back from vacation where I've gone to a Nike store or he's gone to this outlet mall, and we will actually stop each other in the hallway and say, "Do you mind if I feel the material on that?" And you go like...
it.
Wow. Where'd you get that?
At Nike.
He'll always say, I got it at the Nike outlet up in Leesburg.
Right.
He loves that place.
I know he does. And ironically, before we started dating, I did wear Nike tennis shoes as well. However, my love of the outlet mall in Leesburg does not come from me dating him and realizing, oh, there's a Nike store, I love it. You know, oh, we can love Nike together.
But now,
there's a BB, there's an Old Navy.
But now, you've admitted the relationship. Now it's out there.
Yeah, it's out there. So now we can be free about it.
No longer a secret.
Anyway, the point is the outlet
mall
has nothing to do with anybody who I spend my free time with.
Mm-hmm.
My family and I have shopped there since it opened. My sister lives right around the corner.
Well, you know, no matter how this resolves itself, now with all this talk, they ought to be sending us just a truckload of gift certificates.
Are you living with him yet?
I don't like him.
Are you living with him yet?
What are you talking about?
You know, now that it's out in the open.
Oh. There's nothing.
Methinks the cat's got the lady's tongue.
Are you?
She's smiling. That's a good sign.
I know a lot of times.
I'm waiting for the middle finger to come up.
I know a lot of times when I call him. don't use bad language.
Wow.
Why is this a secret? It's the poorest kept secret in the world.
Well, yeah, and you know what? Silly me thought, you know, that I wanted you guys to know stuff about my life because I would feel like I would be living a lie to you guys. I don't care about the millions of people who listen to this show in that respect. Or the people who work here in that respect, just the people of the show.
But the people who work here knew it anyway, regardless of the show.
Okay, well,
some
that's not my
than
fault.
Others.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah,
I got to give Mike credit. Mike was the first.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mike was the first to bring it to our attention.
Not really, though. Right?
No.
Not really. Not really. Yeah, really.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Yeah.
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah.
You're the one that told me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
I said, I don't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, gee.
It's me.
Isn't that nice?
You knew that. You knew that. You knew that months ago.
And I want to tell you something.
Don't give me that look. Only give me that look when it's deserved.
And
I don't deserve that. And I'm having a bad day.
I'm sorry.
And I can't tell you how much money I've lost.
Oral after. Will that make you feel better,
Absolutely.
Baby?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I can't tell you how much money I've lost. Because every time, every month I say, this is going to be the month they break up. And every month, I keep losing the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Every month. Wow.
You know, I'll say something
good
positive.
For you.
These are the ones that last. The ones where nobody thinks are the last. But then again, I'm saying that, so that dooms it right there.
I know. You know it doesn't, because...
what do I know about love?
If you...
What do I know about love?
If you will remember, at my wedding...
Mm-hmm.
My sister-in-law was betting other members of my wife's family that we wouldn't remain married for 5 years.
Right.
Talk about a vote of confidence.
I know.
At our wedding, my sister-in-law was betting people
mm-hmm.
that we wouldn't remain married.
Right.
How about that? Ain't that a kick?
Well, you know, relationships, lack of relationships, that's what makes the world go round for good or for bad.
Mm-hmm. And you today are having, I guess you're
having... I'm having a meltdown. I'm one step away from being in the institution.
I know.
Quite frankly, no, I'm fine.
Just remember, Mike.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
All right.
Woohoo!
Well, I love you, baby.
I love you too, sweetie.
Sorry, Frieda. I'm sorry you had to hear that. I apologize. I'm having one of my days.
I didn't hear anything bad.
Okay, good. That means I'm keeping it together.
All right, good.
Thank you.
All right, sweetie.
We're there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We are.
I know you are.
We are there.
I was having a sip of water, otherwise I would have said, thank you.
We are there for you.
Thank you all.
Baby?
Yes, sir.
About the other relationship?
What other relationship?
You know the other one. You know the other one that we were just talking about on the air?
You know, I didn't listen.
Well, she was just in here.
Oh, the one that was, that, when I was on the phone. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
How long do you think that'll last?
I don't have any idea, but I want to tell her not to have her feelings hurt because people speculate. I mean, that's just human nature, and if it had been two other people, she would have been probably one of the speculators herself.
Ah, come on. She's got rhinoceros skin. She's been working on this show way too long.
So
total rhinoceros skin.
So, you know, it's just...
it's just that we all lead, you know, uneventful lives. We'd like to speculate on other people.
There's only one person on this show who's really fragile. Okay. Okay.
Mike.
What's going on with you, Mike?
Nothing, Frida. Frida, someday.
Mike had a bad day with the plaintiff.
Say that. I can't.
All right.
I can't. And that's another thing. You know that's killing me.
You can't even say that.
No.
You're not allowed to say.
No, I'll show it to you. I'll bring it in. I'll show you.
You can say you're not having a good day.
I can say I'm not having a good day.
All right.
I can say that. That's all. Yeah, you'd be amazed.
All right, my friend.
Yeah, I know. It sucks.
You signed that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What choice did I have?
Right. All right. Now, Lisa, either you're making some weird sexual sign or you're pointing at the clock. Which was it?
I was doing a little bit of both.
So we have to break for commercials. All right.
Woo.
I'll see you later, honey.
All right. Goodbye, boo-boo.
All right. Bye, baby. So, anyway.
Fascinating. Fascinating discussion. You know, we should have perhaps a pool, though. A little office pool.
On that?
Yeah, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into that big time.
We can either make it public or private.
I say we make it public.
I say we do, too.
Who's got the over-under on the end of the year? I say they make it through the holidays.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Anybody want an action they won't make it through the holidays? Yeah.
No, that'd be, you know, that's kind of a tough thing to say, even if you believed it was to be true.
What, that they wouldn't make it through the holidays?
Right. Yeah, then you'd look like a real jerk if you said that. Who'd want to do that?
You're killing me.
I'm having a bad day. You know how I am today.
Having a rough day.
You know, don't listen to anything I'm saying today, Lisa.
Don't blame Mike. It's the drought, Lisa.
No, I say, frankly, 2 years.
Wow.
And if
I'll put money on that. I'll put big money on that.
If the 2-year mark is reached, then something even bigger than that.
I'll take money. I'll put, you name the amount, and I'll bet you on that one. And I would seriously wish nothing but happiness for both of them. They're
of
both very close to me, and I really adore both of them. But I would bet you my life savings.
2 year Thanksgiving in 2004, they'll be breaking bread together.
You're on.
As a couple.
You're on.
I believe it.
No way.
You know why?
Why?
Because I think he might be at the end of his string. I think he might be looking age straight in the face and realizing it's time.
Really?
It's time to really just start to become something he's never been, a human being.
Don't you think he's an LCB? Lifetime...
He might be.
A lifetime a convicted bachelor?
One of my best friends.
Confirmed. Thank you,
buddy. One of my best friends is a lifer. Huh. And I don't see anything, but I mean, it's interesting.
Right. I don't know.
All right, so I say 2 years. Would I be the long-term predictor?
I think so. Yeah. It goes.
What do you say, Buzz?
Well, that's tough. It really is, because I see your point. I'm gonna say forever. I'm gonna say this is it for them.
All right, so Buzz is actually longer than me.
Robbie,
7 p.m.
7 p.m. tonight.
And then you take everything in between, and I'd say your odds are the best of all.
Yeah, I'll just take the under 2 years.
All right.
I'll take the under 2 years and cross my fingers that they prove me wrong.
And Rob, as of 7:01 this evening, you better get ready to pony up the dough.
Phone number right here is 877-365-3636. Time for a call number 100 with a secret sound, a common everyday sound. You hear it in the kitchen. It's a plug-in jobber. Identify the sound, win the money, be the 100th caller, and we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let me ask you guys a question. Have you noticed that Larry is acting just a little melancholy lately?
I have not. Larry who?
Yeah, well, that's probably because you don't get the quality time with Larry that I do.
Yeah. Mm, you mean those moments during the commercial when he leans over and asks if anything hanging out of his nose?
Hey, Phil. Phil? Remember, you can't spell smartass without ASS. Okay?
The Don and Mike Show.
Even better than a nice hot bowl of nasal bisque. Wow. The Don and Mike Show.
Haven't hit the spot during any drought. I'll get a 100th caller right now. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
I'm caller 100.
Yes, you are. And what's your name, my friend?
My name is Shane.
Hi, Shane. Where are you from?
Centerville.
Shane, I'll give you your choice. Aerosmith, Bon Jovi, or Guns N' Roses. Keep in mind, this is almost like one of those Rorschach tests where you're looking at pictures and we're finding out about your personality. Mm-hmm. We'll all draw our own conclusions on you as a man by which band you choose. Guns N' Roses, Bon Jovi, Aerosmith.
It's got to be Guns N' Roses.
Okay. Mm. You've won a pair of tickets to see Guns N' Roses. You have issues with your mother, don't you? With Mixmaster Mike, MCI Center, December 9th. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster or go to Ticketmaster.com.
Very good. It wasn't the worst choice he could have made, right?
You're right, Mike. It was not the worst choice. It was not. It was not. If I was to rank them, I would have Aerosmith, mm-hmm. then Guns N' Roses,
right.
and then Bon Jovi.
And Bon Jovi, you know, coming in third in that list, a fine band in its own right.
That's right. And remember, there are no wrong answers.
This is true.
So now you're going to play for $500.
Right, Styles.
When we play you the secret sound, a common everyday sound.
Great.
I'll tell you, this one comes from the kitchen, and it's a plug-in jobber. Identify it, and you win $500. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Dean Martin.
Good.
Dean Martin, and we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
But now my question, Mike, is, will Dean Martin be singing one of today's hottest hits?
I don't know.
Or will it be one of the hip-hop hits we've heard?
Everybody loves some, but it's sometimes.
Yeah!
You get a hall pass
on that.
Just for today.
I know. Mental health day.
Just for today.
For $500, name it and claim it.
Okay, it might be a dumb guess, but I don't know why someone would use this in the kitchen, but is it an electric staple gun?
That's how I keep my waffles together.
We're stuck.
Electric staple gun, not a chance. Thanks, and don't forget that every guest is a clue for you.
For you.
An electric staple gun.
If you really want your napkins to stay on the table.
For God's sakes. Let me see. Coming soon on the show, the blackjack guy.
All right.
I think he's coming in tomorrow. You know, we are SOL with our Atlantic City trip.
I am truly amazed that when both of us want something this badly, that we can't get it happening.
Wow.
You know, that every one of our Thanksgiving weekend Atlantic City ploys has come up with a dry hole. The guy, Lisa informed me before the show that
the
Taj Mahal thing didn't pan out. We knew that wasn't going to pan out. At least it hasn't so far because we don't have a connection. And the guy from Harris hasn't called back.
So the
Harris guy's out in Vegas anyway, so, you know, who knows?
We're going to Atlantic City Thanksgiving night. Mike's going Thanksgiving night. I'll join him the
Maybe
day
Thanksgiving
after.
Maybe Thanksgiving day, too, Don.
I forgot.
Yeah.
And I'll join him the day after. And we just want, you know,
turkey and AC, huh?
We want 24 to 36 to 48 hours of nonstop partying.
Right.
We want nothing extravagant. We simply want rooms in a decent hotel.
In a casino hotel.
In a casino hotel.
That's all it is. And, you know, we could get rooms.
We're not looking for freebie jeebie. We're looking, we'll pay.
We'll pay whatever. If the regular rate, we're not going to pay over the regular rate.
And a lot of people have called and have sent us faxes saying, well, I went on Travelocity.com and you can stay at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's no way, the way I look at it, that anybody going through one of those regular sites or like a regular travel agent or anything else that has that kind of connection is going to be able to get us a room.
Okay.
You have to know somebody in the casino.
You just have to know. When you're doing this, the joy of staying in the casino hotel is that you go to the blackjack table, you play blackjack.
You press a button into an elevator, you go to your room.
Right. And then you go to your room, you splash some water on your face.
Right.
You put some brood on, and then you call up your buddy in the next room, and then you say, let's go back down and hit it again.
And, you know, I'm prepared to make this statement. That you and I are prepared, combined, to gamble in excess of $500,000 this coming weekend. So anybody that is...
I would like to distance myself from that statement right now.
And, you know, whatever works, Don. I mean, I couldn't if I wanted to.
Okay, let's go to the inside the radio station. What's happening inside...
Yes.
WJFK. We've talked
Very
a lot
good.
Today about WYSP
mm-hmm.
and how great things are going up there. What's new inside WJFK?
Yes.
Rob, I need some of that happy 1950 music. Just give you a brief update every once in a while. I like telling you what's happening behind the scenes here.
Kind of a peek behind the curtain.
At WJFK. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just want to know what you guys thought about Ben Affleck and J-Lo getting together.
I'm amazed the coverage that this is getting. I am really...
Why in the hell would a guy his age, never been married, want to marry somebody with P. Diddy's DNA all over her?
Well, now, you know, that has nothing to do with it. And I think
anybody that marries anybody, I mean, you deal with who they've been with before.
And she certainly has more DNA than just P. Diddy. And incidentally, I think if you were to look at his wiener, you would find that it's been in a lot of bad places as well.
Yeah, probably a lot worse than hers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he could have...
Of course, he doesn't have a wiener. What?
He could have about 80% of the women in the world, and he has to pick one that's been on the used wagon? Come on.
Well, now, you know, I will tell you that I find myself, maybe in your case the minority, I'd do Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, yeah, I would.
I'd do her in a heartbeat. She's beautiful. She's hot. What I don't know is why they're being so nutty about wanting to get married. I mean, or just go ahead and hang up, douchebag. If I'm Ben Affleck, more power to you. Hit it, pound it, get everything you can out of it.
Doesn't he have the reputation of falling in love with his co-stars? Isn't he kind of like the male Julia Roberts, where he gets smitten very easily?
I think it started when he proposed to Matt Damon.
When they won the Oscar.
When they were doing Good Will Hunting.
I think he's a hammerhead.
Yeah.
I truly do.
But you know what? She's a hammerhead, too.
There you go.
She's not she's not the sharpest tool in the drawer.
I think they're equally dumb.
So maybe they'll work perfect. It out. But God knows.
I like it when the quote that I read the other day was, "He teaches me things." Yeah, like he's our rocket science major.
Suck harder. He goes, "Yes, sir."
He teaches me things.
He teaches me things. Okay, now turn around the other way.
I would feel completely different about both of them if they were able to score you and I hotel rooms in Atlantic City.
So would I, Mike. Mm. So would I.
And if Ben Affleck calls you, guys, you're hooked.
All right, what's happening here at WJFK? Well, a couple of nuggets I'd like to pass along to you.
Very good.
First nugget would be that I caught the cheapest man in the world, Tim McWilliams, hiding in one of our back production rooms today.
Was he watching The Sopranos?
Watching The Sopranos from Sunday night. Now,
I think he's got to be called on this.
Tim McWilliams is one of the highest billing salespeople here at the radio station.
True.
Guy makes a real, real good living. Yet, he's too cheap to buy HBO. HBO costs, what, $10 a month? He goes to his friend Buzz, because Buzz does commercials for him and
That's
stuff.
That's right.
And Buzz tapes The Sopranos. Buzz tapes everything on TV, virtually.
Everything.
About any tape you need. Oh, speaking of, do you have Letterman on tape from last night?
I think I do. I'll check.
Bring it in, because all the stuff we were saying about Letterman's show being on radio.
He said the same stuff.
He was saying the same stuff last night.
Surprised.
A lot of stuff like, this is going to go over real big on radio.
So the fireworks ought to be really good on radio. He was hysterical. It was great to hear him say it.
So I'm walking back, as a matter of fact, towards Buzz's office today. And there's just this little tiny corner room where there's just a minimum amount of equipment. But there's a TV back there and a VCR.
Mm-hmm.
And I go back, and there's Tim McWilliams watching his bootleg Sopranos that Buzz brought in. So I've got to out him on this.
Has anybody called him on it and really, have we really gotten, is it cheapness or is it because, like, at home he doesn't want anybody to know he watches The Sopranos?
Now, I don't believe that, because Tim grew up on the tough streets of New York.
Right.
True. And maybe,
and, you know, we won't get a straight answer for him because he's Tim.
Hold on.
That's how I'm walking out. Maybe he's walking. I mean, he might not be here.
You don't think so? Didn't he tell us when he was growing up he was friends with Sammy the Bull?
Yes. Sammy the Bull Gravano.
So, I mean, he's got a mobbed up past. Buzz, what is the reason he gives you?
He has a different life now. He hasn't given me a specific reason, but if I was to guess, I would say it's a family decision.
Yeah.
But it's a family values thing.
Yep.
This is Tim McWilliams at WJFK Radio. Here comes the beep.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Tim, Don, and Mike here. Hi, buddy. Just wondering why I caught you in the production room again today watching The Sopranos. Many questions come to mind. First, why don't you just subscribe to HBO?
You certainly have the money.
Second, I understand that you like your friend Buzz to tape it for you and watch it, maybe because you're too cheap, but why do you hide in a room during company time watching a television show?
Is it your cheapness, Tim, or is it the queer duality of your personal and professional life?
And what is it at home that would not allow you, what's going on inside the McWilliams home that would not allow you to simply buy HBO or, you know, worst case scenario, bring the team home and watch it on your own TV?
These are the questions we must have answered, Tim. We must know the answers to these.
All right. Thank you, Tim.
Goodbye.
No, he's not here. That's the first item. But that's really not our main WJFK story.
Oh, goody, because that's the only one I knew about.
There's more?
I probably know about them all, but you've listed them today.
I don't think you've known about this one.
All right.
Now, speaking of the salespeople, we have a very high turnover of salespeople here at this radio station. I mean, we go through salespeople the way Charlie Broyhill goes through girlfriends. I mean, left.
Oh, God.
Kidding, of course.
Kidding, you're a kidder.
You know, the way I go through underpants.
You kid because you love.
I mean, they're in one day, they're out the next day. God knows, every day's a fire sale at WJFK, where they're always bringing. And the thing is, they fire guys, and guys get mad, and they leave. And then
they fire them when they get skid marks.
Yeah, and then they come back. And it's like, you know, a guy comes back, and you go, I thought you quit. And the guy says, yeah, I quit, but I came back.
Right.
And the guy quits again, and he comes back, or he's fired, and he comes back. Anyway, it's a revolving door.
Sure.
So they've had, especially since we've had these recent managerial changes at the top, we have virtually an entire new set of salespeople. Now, I'll explain to you how this works. The salespeople have account files. For instance, each salesperson, or the fancy name they have, account executive,
right,
each person has a list of clients that they sell commercials to and that they service.
Right.
That's their exclusive list.
In radio sales, it's all about your list.
Mm-hmm. Now,
how good is your list of advertisers?
When someone gets fired or quits, I believe the protocol is the list then goes back to the manager, and the manager divvies up the accounts.
He'll the way say, I understand it.
He'll say, you get this one, and you get this one, and you
right.
get this one. Well, what's been going on here, apparently, for the last 6 or 7 months, is that, well, the salespeople have just been stealing files.
Oh, my.
And it seems like a stupid crime to me, because...
Where did you get this?
Hold on. There's more. You won't believe the last part of it.
This is pretty funny.
It seems like a stupid crime to me, because let's say that... you steal the file of Brad, who has just left the radio set.
This is like Glengarry Glen Ross, what you're telling me.
Oh, yeah.
So you see on his
list, leads.
So you see on his list, he has sold commercial time to Blockbuster Video.
Okay.
So you now, being the new salesperson, you've just stolen his file because he doesn't work here anymore. You go to Blockbuster and you sell them a schedule. Well, it seems simple enough that when you come to work and you turn the order in, mm-hmm. that as soon as the bookkeeper sees Blockbuster Video,
she reports to the general manager or the sales manager and says, this is supposed to go through the sales manager. How did you get this client?
Now, at this point, the way it was explained to me was that the salespeople could lie and they could say, I didn't know that was Brad's account. I just made a cold call.
Right.
So what's happened is, all of these sales files have been stolen.
Wow.
And our general manager, who rules with a fist, Alan Linewand,
right,
had a queer sign up on his door for 3 or 4 days. And, Mike, I know you're very rarely back in that part
right,
of the building.
Right, exactly.
The sign said, file amnesty.
Yes. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
Deadline, November 11th. And for days, this gigantic placard...
Yeah, file amnesty. I had no idea what it meant.
...was hanging in front of Alan's door. Well, last night, on my way out, I walked by, and I checked, because it was the 11th.
Right.
And there were no less than 60 to 70 files that had been replaced and were all stacked up in front of Alan's door.
Wow. Very good. Well, everybody came clean.
Yeah.
Wow, 60.
Man.
60 to 70 amnesty people, you know, people looking for file amnesty, meaning give the file back that you stole.
And we'll let you keep your job.
We'll let you keep your job.
Boy, oh boy.
Now, you know, like
that
I said,
cutthroat business
seems to me to be a stupid crime to begin with, because you could be traced back to it immediately.
Yeah.
Because they go, well, gee, this was Brenna's account when she worked here.
Right.
And now you've just gone out and sold Goodyear a schedule.
Sure.
You must have stolen Brenna's account list.
Pretty interesting stuff.
But Alan, I guess, had noticed this and had brought this up in a couple of meetings, and everybody shook their heads and said, no, we would, you know, listen, you got the wrong bunch here. We would never steal files. So finally, he just got mad, and he said, listen, here's the deal. I'm going to fire all of you unless I get all the files back.
Wow.
So I'm going to give you until the 11th. All you have to do is put the files that you've stolen in front of my door, and there will be no questions asked.
Hmm.
The sign was out there for 5 days.
Right.
For 4 days, no files are returned. On the final night, between 60 and 70 sales files were returned.
And everybody's happy now.
I don't know if everybody's happy or not,
because now that means people that had clients, maybe lucrative clients, don't have them anymore.
Right.
Yes.
And they're going to be divvied up among everybody that was stealing.
Right.
It's pretty funny.
And I hope I told that so that people who are not in the business can follow.
And I certainly hope if there were any inaccuracies in your telling of that story, that someone from the sales staff would have the balls to bring us completely up to speed on the situation.
Well, I'm going
to
call Alan now. I don't know if he's here or if he's out of the building. Tell him I was one of the people that laughed at the sign for many days.
Yeah, file amnesty.
But it worked.
Yeah, it did. Not a bad plan.
It worked. Hi, Robbie.
And did you notice that he normally draws a smiley face, but after when he signed the amnesty note, it was sort of a frown face?
Hello, this is Alan Line 1.
No, he's not.
Hold on, I'll call him.
Tell him I said hi.
Rob, he is the boss.
I know, he hates saying hello to Rob A, though.
I don't know why.
Rob's working on him, though. I think Rob's, like, endearing himself to the gentleman.
Yeah, I think that's what's happening. Pretty sure.
Call him on his cell. He's out making some multi-million-dollar deal right now.
So he's probably not wearing a plaid shirt.
Alan, it's Don and Mike.
Hello, Alan.
Hi, Alan.
Hey. hold on. I'm on the other phone.
All right.
Are you in the building?
Yes.
Oh, you are?
Really? You didn't answer your phone?
I hate to. Well, because I'm on the phone. Could you guys hang on 1 second?
Yes, absolutely, Alan.
1 second, sure.
Okay.
He's actually here.
Hello?
Very, very busy man. Hey, we can eavesdrop. Yeah. Yes.
Tomorrow.
They are the hottest thing in radio.
Like that.
No, I'm sorry. They can't. No, not at your dealership.
I spoke to Don as well. I'll call you right back.
I'll call you right back.
Okay.
All right. Here he comes. Here he comes now, general manager.
He's grabbing the phone right now. This is his cell phone that he's picking up now.
It's already picked up.
Al, very good. Okay. We were.
I'll call you on the inside line.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Very good. Man walking a tightrope.
Hello.
First, can I tell you something? For my money, Letterman's funnier with no video.
Yeah. There you go.
For my money.
Absolutely awesome. And I enjoyed the fireworks.
The fireworks last night that he had on his show. I felt like I was there watching them being set off the top of his building in New York.
You know, Robin Williams with facial expressions is I think overrated. Hearing the audio was on the floor laughing.
But now Al, of course, here we are. Here we are. Oh, someone else calling you on yourself.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Here we are busting your balls about this Letterman thing when in actuality what I'm going to do now is salute you, because Alan Line 1, you are, in fact, the Don and Mike Manager of the Week.
There you go.
Based on your file amnesty program.
A file amnesty that apparently worked overwhelmingly well.
An absolutely revolutionary idea.
Motivating that many people to come clean, to be honest, Alan.
Al?
Yeah, I'm listening.
How many? Can you tell us how many stolen files did you get back last night?
Well, I've got, you know my chairs in my office?
Yeah.
One of the chairs is completely filled with files.
Wow.
And they're wedged in, so I've got them sitting straight and then sideways wedged in. And I just noticed that underneath the sign that I put up, there's another stack that showed up today.
Wow, what a bunch of rats you have working here.
Now, you like that? That was the first time I've ever actually done a file amnesty day.
Now, I must tell you that I mocked the sign when I first saw it. When I walked by, I inquired as to what was going on. I was told about the situation with the files disappearing, and I didn't think that anybody would actually come through. But at the end of the business day yesterday, there was a pile a foot and a half tall in front of your door.
Think of the dollars that you saved Infinity Broadcasting on manila envelopes alone, Alan.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, Al, here's the deal, though.
Yeah.
You have some rats in the cheese. You know that. You know that there's some rotten eggs out there. They've come clean. They've given you back the files.
So there's rehabilitation, isn't there? I mean...
Well, you know, you have to go with your policy. I mean,
that's right. No questions asked. That was the policy.
You
right.
can't offer amnesty without amnesty, but I'm sure that you'll be going over those files pretty thoroughly, won't you?
It's all right. I know who gave them back to me.
Did they all come from one person?
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I would say no, but I don't know that for a fact.
What about 80% of them have McWilliams on them?
I don't know. We're doing a fingerprinting test this afternoon, so I'll let you know.
Now, but really, if you find out, are you going to punish anybody?
No, absolutely not.
And, Alan, if you could give me a head count, out of all the salespeople, just give me a rough number. How many of them would have a legitimate client list?
What do you mean legitimate?
just take the question for what it's worth. Out of all the people working back there, I assume you have, what, 35, 40 salespeople back there?
Yeah, something like that.
Tons of sales.
Out of those people, how many of them would have a pristine, self-motivated, self-inherited, legitimate client list?
That they went out and got on their own.
Or inherited because you said, hey, you're taking over this account.
There's several that I would put in that category.
So what, like maybe 3 out of 40?
Something like that.
3 out of 40. Very good. Well, it sounds like you're getting to the bottom of it, though.
Something like that.
Very good.
I hate to be a rat, and it's really not my way.
Yeah,
but we've done it before.
But I can't help myself. I have to tell you. I caught Tim watching The Sopranos again today on company time.
Unbelievable.
I caught him in the room behind Buzz's office watching The Sopranos on company time.
We're trying to get to the bottom of this this clandestine Sopranos viewing that Tim seems to be addicted to. We're trying to figure it out, Alan.
Well, maybe you could scare him. Tell him he's going to get the Ralph if he doesn't watch it.
There you go. The Ralph.
Oh, I'll get the Ralphie.
Yeah,
right.
that's beheaded.
Wow. Get his head cut off.
Very cool.
All right, well, Alan, you are the manager of the week. Hold on. Yes, here's Lisa.
I was in production too earlier today doing very, very important work for the show
right
and the station.
Yes.
When Tim McWilliams came in and asked me actually if he could use the VCR, when I told him no because I was doing work, he was like, really? Like, yes, really.
A little another nail in the coffin.
Well, didn't you notice it's the weather outside today?
Yeah. No need to make those cold calls when it's raining.
Yeah, you know, salespeople melt in the rain, right?
Hey, Alan, without mentioning any names... Do you know who Lisa's dating?
No.
Oh, come on. We've been discussing it on the radio. And now she just had my headphones. Please don't do that.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bye, Al.
See you guys.
Anyway, great idea with file amnesty. We say bravo to you, sir.
Well, I'll come up with the great next idea, right?
There you go. Go for it.
Bravo. All right. Bye, Al.
Thanks, Alan.
Bye. Hey, Al.
Yo.
Al.
Oh, yeah. One more guy wanted to say goodbye to you. It's Rob. He wanted to say goodbye.
Bye, Alan. Have a good day.
Alan doesn't speak to Rob. Wow. I don't know why.
Sticking to that is my favorite. That is my new all-time favorite.
Okay, bye, Alan.
Bye, Alan.
See
you. He just won't say hello or goodbye to Rob. I mean, really, he'll walk in a room and he'll say, hi, Don, hi, Mike,
right.
Hi, Buzz, hi, Lisa. And he'll just look at Rob.
Wow.
We'll not say hi to them. All right. Well, that's what's happening inside my favorite radio station.
Yeah. That was
fascinating.
That was fantastic.
File amnesty.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
That's what I'm saying.
No, it sure don't. You know what's next? Now, we've worked this out. Let me see. Give me just a second.
Are we going to do it?
I go to the web.
Oh, boy.
Give me a second. I'm going to go to a website and see if this thing is working.
It's not ours, is it?
No, it's not ours.
Okay. Not yet.
Not yet. Soon. Hold on.
Soon and for the rest of your life.
Okay.
This is very exciting.
Now, enter.
Three weeks.
Enter!
Come on, computer. Wow, this is so slow. Ah. Look at that.
Got it? What do you have?
I haven't given out the address yet. But that's
the wow.
Very nice logo. Don and Mike's American Idiot.
Fantastic.
Are you the next Kelly?
Isn't that terrific?
Stay tuned.
Very nice.
So, we have 10 American Idiot finalists.
Mm-hmm.
And today, via Al Gore's internet,
yes,
you will be able to vote. Now, after you hear the people, you can go right to the internet and vote for the person of your choice to be our American Idiot.
Right.
However, if you're busy or you're doing something else, later this evening,
mm-hmm.
there will be an MP3 next to each of the people of them performing on the show.
You'll be able to hear what they did on the show and then make your determination. And you can go through all of them before you make your final decision.
Absolutely. So you can vote immediately. I love the immediacy of radio. Or
right.
you can wait and hear everything down the road.
And then tomorrow we will reveal the results?
Yeah, I think we're just going to allow just 24 hours of voting. I thought we'd drag it out for a week, but Christ, it's taken us 2 weeks just to get the website ready. hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's not Gucci, it's Grucci.
You say it how you say it.
You know, I have a feeling that people listening on radio tonight, first thing tomorrow, are going to run out and buy a TV.
That was Letterman last night on his...
one of many comments about the broadcast of his show on our radio station.
TV on radio. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello? Hey, Don?
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hi.
Yeah. Alan Weinwan had a great idea, but if you remember when your old nemesis, Alan Goodman, his idea, which I think is what was much better, the client of the week, I believe it was, when they didn't pay their bill.
Oh, that's right. Client of the week.
Yeah, we worked for a guy one time who really would come on the air.
He gets so angry at somebody not paying.
Pay their bill.
And it wouldn't be the client of the week. It would be somebody who had stiffed him for like months.
He'd come on the air.
Yeah.
He'd just scream about it.
Cool. I'd like to talk about this dealership.
All right. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, hello, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Oh, thank you. Hey, I'd like to tell Alan Limewine that I'd hire those thieving bastards in a heartbeat.
You know, is that what you're looking for in today's modern salesperson?
Absolutely. Cutthroat.
Yeah.
They got to be cutthroat.
Yeah, Glengarry Glen Ross.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right, buddy.
Don't forget, ABC. What's ABC stand for?
Oh, man. I don't know. Already been caught.
Already been caught.
Always be closing.
Always be closing.
Watch the movie. Always be closing.
That's right.
Don and Mike Show.
He's got to put some soap in the windshield right now.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys, I had a technical question for you. You guys played a song during the vagina monologues yesterday.
Yes.
It was like The Girl from Ipanema, but it was a really cheesy, cool version of it.
Right.
Who does that?
The really cool, cheesy band.
Really cool, cheesy band?
I have no idea.
Okay, I'd say it was a very... Version,
look for it in our coming Christmas album, Making Memories with Don and Mike.
Yeah, it's on the box set. I think you can find a real similar version by Morton Gould.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Well, there's Rob with the real answer.
Yeah, he used his cerebral Rolodex for that.
All right, everybody. Well, we do have the website. It is set. And I understand that when we come back from the break...
We're going to be hearing our finalists.
We'll hear them five at a time.
Very good.
And you can immediately go to the World Wide Web to vote for your favorite to be the Don and Mike American Idiot. And that person will come here to WJFK to perform a live 30-minute concert.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And will be judged and be given an evaluation by the president of Virgin Records.
It's better than lovemaking. It's star-making.
It's the American Idiot, and we're finally going to get to it right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm mad. I am mad enough. And yet still very self-conscious that I'm going to write a book and I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe. And I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over it, and I couldn't. So what?
The Don and Mike Show. You can call anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
You know what Sam Huff says?
It just doesn't get any better than this.
I agree. Right, Sam?
They'll ask you until you love them, faggot. John and Mike.
A couple of loose ends before American Idiot. I almost forgot. Sometimes remind me to get back to the oral story.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, very good.
Please.
And not only was this guy that I know recounting a story about how the girl was just sitting there watching TV.
And he was doing this for hours?
While he was, he did it for an hour and a half. While she watched TV. Did it another time.
You'd get sore if you did it vigorously.
She was reading the book. And same thing.
Might depend on how much gum he chews on a regular basis.
And he started fooling around with her, and she just kept reading the book.
Wow.
And he, you know, de-pantsed her, and she just, the way the story was told, as she would just hold the book there, she just kind of spread her.
And she'd continue to read the book?
Continue to read the book while he was
going to
Tuna Town.
And was that another hour? Or?
No, I don't know how long that one was, but they did have, in fact, one time when he said, and don't forget the time, I did it all day long. And
all day.
I laughed, and I got a time frame. I got like 6 hours.
Wow.
That while she was sitting in his chair for 6 hours,
you know,
he was.
I don't care.
He was performing oral on her for 6 hours.
You know what?
Yeah.
If you're the greatest.
I know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if she's hard to please or if she.
I don't know how deep you got into this conversation, but during this process, say 6 hours. Were there any moments where he was maybe satisfied?
No, and that's what makes this couple so unique.
Yeah,
the fact that
was he in an excited state?
I guess so. He loves doing it.
Yeah,
he loves doing it, and she has now taken it as part of his makeup that when they're alone, that's all he wants to do. Much like. And it brings to mind a story that I had heard rather recently that she was just sitting watching Jerry Springer, and she really wasn't in the mood for it.
Mm-hmm.
But the next thing you know, her pants were off, and
I would imagine after an hour, even
he was going to town.
The most skilled, I mean, uh-huh. She'd probably just say, "Okay."
Well, I don't.
I mean, anybody. I mean, I know that.
I don't think she says okay. I think that she just allows it to go on.
Hmm.
And then they told us a story about one time she was reading a book, and I guess he approached her, and she said, "Well, no, not now." And he said, "Oh, come on." And she said, "No, I'm reading." And he said, "Okay, come on." And then she said, "All right, go ahead." And she just continued to read the book while he was going to do
that. And he doesn't. Do anything except that.
I think that they have a regular sex life.
No, but I mean, when he's doing that, he can do like 6 hours and just like he's fishing.
Right. Yeah. Right. Anyway.
That is unique.
I didn't follow up on that, but I have more on those people that I'll get to another time.
Very good.
I know everybody is so concerned about Mike and I having a nice time in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robin. Without naming the place,
we may be close.
It looks good. We may have found a place.
Wonderful.
And just one last item here about file amnesty. Then we have to bring something to Alan's attention.
A rumor. It's an unsubstantiated rumor.
Yeah,
but a rumor nonetheless that should be investigated.
Those are the best kind.
And we will we'll go directly to Action Central to bring him that. Oh, he's not picking up.
You know, the thing is, you know, that might be one you might want to leave on his message machine, though. Because then he could just hit and run.
Well, let me call his cell.
Okay.
So ridiculous. He's like 30 feet away.
Right.
Yeah, we could yell down the hallway. Alan! Felix!
But he'll pick this up, because he never knows who it is.
Right.
MZ?
Alan?
Yes.
Hey, it's Don and Mike. We have.
I recognize your voice.
We really have something important to tell you. Can we call you on your extension?
Yeah, I'm on the other line.
All right. We need just 30 seconds.
Okay, give me 15 seconds.
15
okay.
seconds, very good.
You're on the clock. Go.
All right. I'm going to start him now. I'm going to start him now.
While he's doing that, Lisa, are we set up on the website?
5 seconds.
I'll go there right now and see if it's set, then I'll give you guys the address. Oh.
10 seconds.
She said any second. So the website is not set yet.
15 seconds, and let's give him an extra 10.
Okay, just here we go.
That's 20 seconds, and we will be coming up on 25 seconds.
All right, Alan.
Big news, Alan, and we felt it was necessary to call you right away.
As far as file amnesty goes.
Yes.
Have you looked at those files yet?
Not yet.
Something has come to our attention, a very, very nasty rumor that we feel you need to look into.
From a very reliable source.
Very reliable source. We can't give any names, of course, because we'd have to kill.
I heard the same rumor.
You did?
Yeah.
All right, about the somebody faking it?
Yeah.
All right,
All right, so you know that.
But there, my glance of the several that were sitting on my desk, those were files that I was looking for, so I don't know if all of them are.
All right, well, we heard information during the break that people had just gone back into old file cabinets and gotten material that was 4, 5, 6 years old and just made these, dummy files.
Wow.
To put in front of your door to pacify you.
Well, let me tell you, God forbid that happen.
Oh. All right, we figured you'd want to know.
I mean, really, God forbid that happen.
Yeah. Well, you know that? We are team players. Don't forget that, Alan.
I want to believe that didn't happen. I'm going to assume that didn't happen.
All right, well, look at the files.
I am going to assume that didn't happen.
Get a good look at the files.
I'll tell you what that means, ladies and gentlemen. That means there's a big axe in that room.
All right.
And it's getting sharpened right now.
Bye, Al. Bye-bye. Here is Maureen in Philadelphia. Maureen, hi.
Hi. I'm just going to let you know that I have a boyfriend who is the same way your friend is.
Oh, that he
always wants to do it.
he always wants to feast on your yeast?
Yes.
When he is doing that, does he enjoy any kind of gratification during that procedure?
He enjoys doing it. Like, I mean, there's no, like, end result for him at that point.
No end result. So he just gets down there.
Are you like...
Do it all the time,
anytime. Are you like this woman that I know where he'll say, boy, you know, I'm in the mood, and she'll say, nah, she's reading a book or watching TV, and then he'll still say, but I really want to, and she says, okay?
Yep.
When he's doing that for a long period of time, what's your cutoff time where you really start to get almost annoyed?
Never.
Ah, see? Difference between women and men.
All right.
And it's been like an hour, so, and it's... was fine.
All right. Thank you, Maureen.
Wait, I just want to say I love Rob.
Hey, Rob, how about that? How you got a little love?
You got some love from Philly.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Bye.
An hour.
All right. Let's check back in.
I'd just like to tell your friend and everybody else that does this, he's ruining it for all the other guys.
Back at Action Central, if that website is ready, we can start the contest.
Wonderful.
I don't want to have a meltdown like I had last week.
You won't,
And I'm really going to hold my emotions in check today.
I don't think I could handle that today. I'm going to be fine.
But everybody has known that today is the day, and now is the time we were going to do this.
As they said on CSI Miami, that'd be the last tug on my sleeve.
Because I talked to Lisa before the break and during the break. And hold on, this might be Lisa now. Hello?
Herndon.
Source, are we up?
Momentarily. I mean, seriously, I just spoke to two different people, so yeah. I mean, you can go ahead and give the address, and it will be
up. No. I'm not going to, and now I'm not yelling.
No.
Because if it's not up and running, that might screw it up if we have
to. I'm not going to give out the address until it's up and running.
Okay, well, it'll be up and running momentarily, so if you would like to go ahead and start the contest.
No. Now we get back to the same.
Oh, no, I don't want this to happen.
No, I'm not going to.
I don't. I can't handle it.
There's no yelling this week. No yelling at all. I'm very calm, very rational.
All right.
I have a simple request that I had 2 weeks ago that I had last week, and that is when we start the contest, when the people start singing, you can immediately, at that moment, go to the website and vote if you like.
Understood. And I sent an email this morning, and the guy said, yep, let me know. And I called and spoke to somebody and said, we're ready for it. And while you guys were just talking about office things and stuff, It wasn't up, so I called back again, and the guy said, a different guy said, yeah, working on it any minute.
Well, we can't start the contest until the website's ready. We really can't. I mean, I'm not going to have a rave out like I did last week, but... Oh, we're getting close.
Oh, no.
Well, you can go ahead because it's, I guess, I mean,
I can
get the computer people's phone numbers if you want.
You know, at some point, perhaps I would like the computer people's phone numbers because when I went to the website, I saw that they had the logo up that says...
A beautiful logo.
Says, Don and Mike, American Idiot, coming soon. Are you the next Kelly Clarkson?
Mm-hmm.
I'll go there right now. Let me go to the site right now.
The problem with these guys is they all surf.
Let me go to the
site
right now.
Yeah, they're all looking around. That's what they do. They look in windows.
It's not changed.
Bunch of peeping Toms. They're not engineers.
Still says the same thing. Are you the next Kelly? Stay tuned.
Here I am, trying to avoid a meltdown, and I'm starting one myself.
Yeah. Stay tuned. Oh, honey, what are we going to do?
I don't know. I told them what we were doing, and I told them what we needed.
And was this a guy that said, hey, I'll take care of it?
This is... Two of them, yes.
Bastards.
This is turning into an awful replay of 2 weeks ago and then last week.
Yeah.
That it's very simple. And I know a lot of you people out there right now screaming at the radio going, Donna, Mike, you're idiots. It's so easy to set up a website and just have people vote. We want to add the MP3s later. All we want right now...
Get names up.
Simple website.
Right.
Click on the name you like,
mm-hmm.
and a little counter at the bottom. Where it doesn't even have to have a counter at the bottom.
Just... And Lisa, I know you've given them all the names and stuff, right?
Yeah, everything's ready to go.
Yeah, we've had the names for three goddamn weeks.
So the guys have the names and the, you know.
I've viewed the page. I've viewed what it's going to look like. He just has to activate the link.
Well, why doesn't he?
Well, that's what I called for, and he said he was taking care of it any second.
Any second. Well, I tell you what, you know what? You don't deserve to be yelled at this week. Why don't you bring in his number?
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. But it's not over yet.
Do you believe this?
It's amazing. It's like isn't it? File amnesty.
Do you effing believe this? Do you F U C you know what ing believe this?
You know, it's amazing. 10 years ago, before computer technology, none of this would be possible.
None of this kind of a meltdown would be
possible. That's
not
right.
True.
Do you effing believe this?
You know, what is the deal?
This is 3 weeks in a row now.
What a dilly am it.
The simple thing we want to do, watch, incidentally. Emotions under control.
That's me.
Not overloading my circuits.
1-1.
Not getting mad.
2-1,000.
Simple thing
3-1.
That we want to do is have a website.
4-1,000.
I'm glad it has a cute logo. We didn't ask for that.
Just one more thing.
Just a site you could go to and vote for one of the 10 people.
Right. It's going to be fine. You know what? I know this is going to be.
Yeah.
This is going to be taken care of within 5 minutes.
But this should have been taken care of.
I know.
You know, before we went on the air today.
I know.
So that when we were going to do the contest, Lisa, bring me the goddamn number. Bring me the guy's number.
All right, here we go.
Right now. Come on. Really?
Think of all the dollars we've saved infinity on manila folders alone. Oh, I'm sorry. That was a line previously. Thank you, Rob.
Really? Bring me the guy's number.
Hey, she's having trouble finding it, perhaps. I'm not sure. But
she should have it memorized.
We'll find out. It's going to be fine.
She should have it tattooed backwards on her forehead so when she looks in the mirror, she will see it. God damn. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I got a little webmaster background. You guys might have to hit F5 on your keyboard to refresh.
The problem ain't on our end, sir, with hitting refresh.
Yeah. I know
what is it that Sam Huff says?
Mike.
Well, I forgot.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
That's it. That's what Sam Huff says.
That's what
I have to be reminded.
All right, now Lisa is going to the telephone.
All right. Talk to you, but not on the air.
He'll talk to me, but not on the air. Ain't that wonderful.
Oh, here we go.
Hello. Hello, this is Don. Who's this? Kevin. Hi, Kevin. We'd like that one simple page put up on the website. What's the problem, dude? You had it in the development area, and now moving it to the live area. How long does that take, dude? define a few minutes.
I take it that the guy said dude to Don.
No doubt. 234. Give me a pinpoint. Pinpoint that for me. I'm doing a live radio show here.
Drop dead number.
What is a drop dead number? 4 minutes. Really? And what happens in 4 minutes if it's still screwed? I guess I call you back and bitch at you. You useless.
No. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine.
I'm so glad you hung up. It's
going to
work.
You stool.
It's going to work.
Human feces.
It's going to work today.
God damn it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you guys doing?
Yeah, okay.
I just want to let you guys know I'm a professional web designer.
Shut up.
Yeah. Making this page probably takes about 20 minutes of time. These guys are just on there looking at porn.
But listen, here's the deal. Let's say it takes 15 minutes.
Yeah.
They've known for a week that we were going to do it today.
Yeah, it should have been up by 3.
They've known for a week that they were going to do it today at the exact moment that we were going
to
do it.
But it doesn't have to be why can't it be up like at noon?
It should have.
What I can tell you is that being a designer by trade, you know that when someone needs something like this, you can wait until the last minute to do it because everybody doesn't know how to do this. It's just the way that we operate, so we're on there looking at stuff on the Internet.
Yeah, you're dicking around, right?
Exactly.
All right. I'm sorry I jumped on you there.
God damn it. Well, this guy is just a dickhead.
Did he have the tude? Mile of tude?
He was pleasant enough.
Uh-huh.
Didn't want to go on the air.
Did he call you dude?
No, I called him dude. And then when I said, what's the drop dead? 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. I said, so if it's not up in 4 minutes, what happens? He says, well, I guess you'll call me back and yell at me.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
And then you got angry.
Yeah, I'll do more than that. I'll trash this group, this Internet, whatever this is, this business that you have here. I see the www and your name. I'm going to tell you something. You're going to be garbage in the Internet industry, my friend. That no one's going to want to buy a keyboard from you.
You know, there ought to be a little urgency. I'm glad you're lighting the fire here.
This has been... Let's just reflect. 2 weeks ago, this wasn't ready. Last week, this wasn't ready. You know what? Screw it. Let me call the man who gets things happening. Let me call my wife. God damn it. Never send a boy to do a man's job. Where is she?
Hello.
At? Baby.
What, Sugar Bear?
Do you believe this?
No, but I guess we won't be working with that company to put out our website.
Well, if they're the ones that we were working with, I'm glad we're going to work with somebody else.
No.
Is that who we were working with?
Yeah, you like their, right. You, my darling, you've liked the work they did for the AM in Baltimore.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, now you virtually have given out their identity.
Well, they're going to see it on when they go to yours anyway.
They're not going to be, but unless they get this up, has he had 4 minutes yet?
No, two more minutes.
45 more seconds.
How much more, Robbie?
45 seconds.
45 more seconds. God damn it. Darling, you've gotten into this stuff. How long really would it take you to slap together a site that
Sugar,
counts?
I've never designed a website. I have no idea.
Come on, you can do anything, though.
Well, thank you for your vote of confidence, but I never have. So I don't know, my darling. I don't know. I haven't researched it.
All right. I need your guidance here because I'm afraid that 3 weeks in a row of me yelling at the exact same time.
No, I don't. That sounds reasonable to me, too, because
we'll not do anybody any good.
No, because in theory, I thought it was straightened out last week, and I thought that last week it was determined that if you could have gotten the contestants in last week, you could have done it then, according to the website folks.
Right.
Well. But it was only giving all the contestants enough notice that made you push it off to today. So why isn't it up? No.
I don't know.
I'm not impressed either.
God damn it, I don't know. All right, sweetie.
All right, my
I'll tell you what. Is it up? Lisa, don't talk in my headphones. Don't scream at me. I'm not screaming at you.
It's going?
See, nobody hears that unless they go in the headphones. All right.
All right, so it's ready.
Hold on. It's ready?
Let me click on. I'm not going to believe it until I see it myself.
All right.
Don't yell at me. I wasn't yelling at you.
I was not screaming at you. I was...
Okay. All right, so everything's going to be fine. Well, everything's going to be just fine.
Right, it will.
It's finally there.
What is it, Sam? Rob, what does Sam Huff say?
It's okay.
All right, I got to go, Boo Boo.
All right, thanks, baby.
Bye, Sweeney.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
All right, it's fine.
We're ready to go.
It's finally
there. We've averted a major disaster.
It's finally there.
Good.
Well done. Well done. So look at. I think it's my computer.
Yeah,
I don't think it's a screen.
Computer.
It's my computer that's gone crazy.
Your wife is gone.
Looks good.
She hung up.
She has her art class to go to.
Ah, very good.
Okay.
All right, so we're ready. Are we going to take a break?
The site is up. Now we have to break.
We have to break, and then when we come back, we're going to begin our American Idiot Contest.
Yes, we will.
And everything is going to be fine.
Yeah. Right.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
Please, God, take me now.
I agree.
Take me now, God. Jesus Christ, one stupid bit. That has turned into the biggest S-storm that I can think we've been through in years.
Three words when we come back from commercial, though.
What's that?
Worth the wait.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Look, I'm not back in 10 minutes. They call the cops. Standard operating procedure.
Here's some standard operating procedure. Stay the f*** away from Tony Soprano. Shut the f*** up and listen. It's over. Capisce? Over and done. You call or go anywhere near him or his family, and they'll be scraping your nipples off these fine leather seats.
The Don and Mike Show. Dinners, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, American Idiot.
I think your idea is entirely ridiculous.
I agree.
No, he's not retarded.
Yes, I am.
I'm ready after all this time. I'm ready for some performing.
Yep.
I think your idea is entirely ridiculous.
Okay. We got it. Finally, we're set. We're ready.
We're ready to go.
This will be the first Tuesday in 3 weeks without a major screaming match meltdown.
Wonderful.
And we're ready for American Idiot. Please go to www.wjfk.com.
That's where our American Idiot voting will take place.
Buzz, go there right now.
I have it up right here.
If you verify.
Looks beautiful.
Got the nice Don and Mike American Idiot logo.
Wonderful. Names, faces to check.
Fantastic. Are you the next Kelly? Remember how bad they sounded?
Uh-huh.
And after all 10 contestants have performed, later this evening there will be an MP3 where you will be able to click on and hear their performance today on the show.
Hear how really bad they are.
So you can either, and this is all I was looking for all along, and thank you for everybody, Lisa included, for finally making this happen, the immediacy. If you hear someone you like right now, and you know that you want to vote for he or she to be our American Idiot, go to the website.
Hey, and hey, everybody, what's the theme of American Idiot? Suck. But suck loudly.
Right. And let's start with our very first American Idiot.
Very good.
She's from San Francisco. Her name is Ellen.
Ellen?
And,
yes, hello.
Keep in mind that the American Idiot will get a trip to D.C., provided that you don't live in the area. We'll fly you here. You will perform. We'll give you 30 minutes on our show to do a live outdoor concert, and it will be judged by the, you'll be given an overall recommendation, a critique, if you will, an evaluation by the president of Virgin Records.
How exciting is that?
Yeah. And who knows, you know, you could be on to bigger and better things.
Oh, come on now.
And,
frankly, I doubt it. But
and as an added bonus, you'll get to sing with Tom and Dennis.
How exciting is that?
Wow. Oh,
now,
my heart.
The very first lady who will be performing today is Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
Ellen!
Yes.
On your website.
Ellen!
She is choice number six.
Number six.
And she'll be performing Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
Now we got to go past the tedious intro on this.
Tedious.
Ellen, while we're waiting, I understand that you, what do you got, carpool today?
Yes, I have three little ones.
Three little ones.
Oh, now, how old are they, Ellen?
7, 5, and 3.
Wonderful.
Now, the room that you're talking to us from right now,
Great acoustics. Did you count on that?
Well, it's the shower stall in the bathroom.
Shower stall. That's where you feel most comfortable, right?
Oh, and I thought about doing a little share for you.
Oh, very good.
Fantastic. You're calling from the Bay Area?
Yes, Belmont.
Belmont, California.
Pretty country out there.
So yeah. We've got a radio station KYCY in San Francisco.
Right.
And, don't forget to get a flu shot.
Yeah, way to talk it up. Give her enough room.
It's that time of the year. For more information, call Bill O'Reilly here at WJFK. And here comes your vocal right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Ellen.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets... Oh, did you start over?
No.
Nope.
Oh, all right.
Da, da, da,
the music keeps cutting out.
No, keep going.
Da, da, all right. Da, da, with the word she can't get what she came for.
Ooh.
Ooh. And she's buying a stairway to heaven. There's a sign on the wall.
Wow.
She wants to be sure, because, you know, sometimes words have meaning.
There you go, Ellen.
There is Ellen.
The music keeps cutting in and out, so you may want to...
Well, you know, Ellen, everybody's going to be having to deal with that kind of crap.
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
Ellen, that's the problem with the dealing music down the telephone line.
That's why we call it American Idiot, Ellen.
Let me just say... And you are going to be... I predict solid gold for you.
Number six, contestant Ellen.
Ellen from San Francisco. Ellen, good luck.
Well, thank you very much. And Diego is wonderful.
Diego, you mean our Mexican intern?
That's
yes.
What we
said. I know you were disparaging him last week, but really he's courteous and very efficient.
He is. Fair enough.
How was I disparaging him last week?
Oh, when you said he wasn't allowed to answer the phones, that you didn't think he was up to that.
That was during, I think, one of the, you know, times, you know, which we're by now and everything's fine.
Well, really, he's not, but I'm glad he was nice to you.
Yes.
And let me just, a word to the wise. Watch out when he's behind the wheel.
Uh-oh. Well, I'm lucky. I'm in California, so I won't have to worry about that.
You're safe.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There's our first American Idiot contestant. That is... that is Ellen.
That was Ellen, and you know, she was cruising, and then you know, she just had a little cranial cramp, but that's what American Idiot's all about.
Yeah. She did great. And our next contestant would be Amanda.
Amanda.
And here she is. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, guys.
Amanda, you are from...
Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Gaithersburg, listening on WJFK.
Yes.
And I think everybody will remember Amanda. She performed Margaritaville.
Oh, and did a fantastic job because she threw herself into it like a real idiot.
Now, on your American Idiot online web voting page, she is contestant number two.
Number right. two.
Amanda. So this thing's got an intro on it.
You ever been called number two before, Amanda?
No, always number one.
And let me just say, we try to find the American Idiot. Here's Amanda. And here's your vocal. Huh?
Watching the sun break.
There she is.
All of the turrets, they're covered with gold.
She's okay.
Some of my six string on the front porch swing. Smell of the shrimp, they're beginning to boil.
Wow.
Wasted away again in Margaritaville.
I'll let her take it to the end here.
Some people claim that there's a small mind to blame, but I know it's my own damn fault.
You know what?
There
as far as following the music, yeah, that's the best we've had so far.
There she is.
Thanks, number two.
Contestant number two, no pun intended, please, Amanda.
I like that.
Amanda, I predict that you will be... Yes, that's a solid gold performance.
Yeah.
That is Amanda. Good luck.
Well, thank you.
Get your friends and neighbors to vote for you.
And remember, Amanda, it's an honor just to be nominated.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks for waiting the 2 weeks it took us to get this together.
Thank you, Amanda.
Now let's go to... Buzz, you'll have to tell me I can't scroll down.
Okay.
Tara... Oh, I see. She's contestant. Number three.
Number three, right.
Number three. Mm-hmm. Tara, where are you from?
Hey, I'm from Philly.
Hey, Philly.
Hey.
WYSP.
Thanks for the great ratings.
Yeah.
Tara has selected as her song, I Love Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
To put another quarter of the jukebox, baby.
Young yet.
What can I say, but... The countdown is on. And without further ado... I remember, if you like her, go to WJFK.com. And click on your vote for Tara from Philly. Here we go.
Saw him dancing next to the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17. It was so strong. Playing him my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till he was with me. Yeah, me.
She's great. Yeah, I will say you have the spirit.
Oh,
yeah.
Does she ever.
That we are looking for, Tara.
Man, she committed, didn't she?
I'm very confident.
From Philly.
You should be.
Everybody in WYSP land, if you like Tara.
Great job, Tara.
Go to WJFK.com and vote for her. Thank you, honey.
Yeah, no problem.
Talk to you soon. Our next contestant, number four on your online voting list, is Lexi.
Lexi.
Hi.
Hi, now. You remember, Lexi is the gal that sent us a real-life CD.
Yes, yes. Lexi was somebody who had, it appeared to be some professional credentials.
And she has sent us another letter.
Very good.
Donna, Mike, I hope you received my thank you note, and we did. Most of all, read what I wrote inside. It was truly a kind and generous thing that you did. She likes the fact that we played... a couple minutes of her song on the radio.
Right. Yeah. Lexi is not the traditional American Idiot contestant because she actually can sing.
Now, it says here, put yourself in my shoes for a second. This could make me a major success, and not for anything, but I would be known in stone. It would be known in stone that Don and Mike made it happen.
Yeah, okay.
And then she goes on and on and on. It says that after we played a bit of her song on the radio a couple of weeks ago, she received 125 phone calls from people.
Wow.
And anyway, the letter goes on and on, and thank you, and if I win, and blah, blah, and you're way too,
she's into it.
Way too nice. And
What has Lexi chosen to sing for us?
Lexi will be, she's our Me and Bobby McGee gal.
Oh, I love that. That was wonderful.
So, Lexi, you're from Jersey. You're listening on WYSP as well. And you kind of take it seriously, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well.
If you don't mind, could you just put the music up a little louder so I can hear it?
We'll try to put it up as loud as we can.
Thanks
and,
a lot.
Once again, we are counting them down. With your top 10 American Idiot finalists. Number four, here's Lexi.
I'm in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, feeling easy, faded as my jeans. Bobby found the diesel down just before it rained, brought us all the way to New Orleans. My harpoon, my dirty red bandana. I sang soft while Bobby sang the blues, na-na. Windshield wiper
a man. We sang every song that Father knew.
She wasn't a star.
Dreams, just another word for something left to lose. I'm a knife at heart if it ain't free. No, no. Feeling good was easier on when it sang the blues. No, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee.
Lexi.
There she is, everybody. Lexi.
Takes them seriously.
Choice number 4.
Necessarily take the notes seriously, but that's okay.
Go to WJFK.com to vote for Lexi. Thank you, Lexi.
Great
Thank
job,
you.
Lexi.
Thank you. You see, who is this? Aaron, you're not on my sheet. Aaron.
Yeah.
Hi.
I had to tell you guys, I'm pulling up to the drive-thru at Carl's Jr. to get my lunch, and Margaritaville's going on, and the girl's just looking at me like, holy God, what is it you're listening to? I had to mute it out of embarrassment really quick before she took my food away from me. It was bad.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad, but it's good.
Right. Yeah, so bad, it's good.
So bad, it's good.
Suck, but suck loudly.
Uh-huh. Let's go to one more contestant. In the first, we have 10. We're going to do 5 and 5.
Okay.
Here is Janet. Howdy, Janet. Janet?
Yes.
Hi there.
Howdy, bitch.
Hi, Janet the what?
What'd you say? The saucy bitch. You called me up 2 weeks ago going, Lisa said this is Janet, the queen bitch.
The queen bitch. What number is Janet?
Number 5.
Right.
Number 5?
Number 5 on the voting?
Number 5.
All right. Okay.
Number 5. And Janet sings When the Saints Go Marching In.
And where are you from, Janet?
Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Fredericksburg, Virginia.
She's listening on good old WJFK. And again, if you decide that Janet's your favorite, right now, go to WJFK.com. And vote for her.
I think, if I remember this, this is a given. When the Saints Go Marching In.
Now, I'm not exactly sure where the vocal is. Here is Janet.
Oh, when the Saints go marching in. I want to be in that number. Oh, when the Saints go marching in.
Janet.
Thank you, Janet.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good luck. We'll see what the voting has to say.
Boy, it's going to be close. It's tough.
On tomorrow's episode. And folks, you only heard the first 5.
We're counting them down.
And for those of you, that have sat through us, through this tedious process,
mm-hmm.
every week weeding out the callers to find the 10
mm-hmm.
that we thought had the most potential.
Right.
Now it seems worth it.
Absolutely.
Now it seems worth
it. Yeah, because it's really come together nicely.
And I love the technology.
It's
beautiful. I know we've bitched about it a lot, but I love the fact you can go there right now and vote. Or if you want to wait till you get home.
You can do that.
When you get home, you click on the little thing, and you'll be able to hear an MP3 of their performance today on the show.
That's very exciting.
And the way that we've hooked up the wires here, you'll hear them singing without us talking.
Wow, cool.
And that's fantastic.
So everything is working, according to plan, it's working great, Beav.
It is indeed, and it, I really love the performances.
Yeah.
All 5 performances in that first half were exactly what we're looking for. They sucked, but they sucked loudly.
Right, and we got 5 more to go.
Yes.
Still to come, Joy to the World,
yes.
The Sound of Music.
All right.
Over the Rainbow.
Oh, wow.
Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
And The Rose.
Oh.
Remember the guy who sang The Rose?
Yeah, it's a guy that sings The Rose, and he's had time to practice now.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I want to comment about Janet.
Yes. Janet, yeah.
Well, actually, another comment after that, but I think she should have done the me and Bobby McGee with that little warble in her voice. She sounds more like that than the other chick.
Yeah, there's a vote for Janet right there.
Go to the website, sir.
One more thing, guys.
Yeah.
Diego, he is an old student of mine.
Really?
Graduate of Connecticut School of Broadcasting. I taught him, and you're right, he is a stinky hippie.
Well, I thought Diego studied with you when he was learning to sword fight.
No.
Goodbye.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Back when he trained under Zorro.
Sean.
See you later.
That was Zorro.
Hey, Sean. Hey, Diego, what are you trying to talk to that guy?
Yeah, I think
Diego?
Yeah, I was trying to say okay.
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 All right, on your own time, son.
You're not allowed to answer you're not allowed to answer the phone yet.
Thank you, I know.
All right, bye-bye.
I didn't answer that phone.
I know, but you picked it up, though.
I would make you the finest sword fighter in the world, Diego.
I cannot wish you to get that phone up. Thank you.
What's happening now?
I don't know.
Come and watch me, Diego. You study me, and you will make the big D for Diego.
We have to break. I will challenge you, Diego.
I will. I'm the finest sword fighter in the world.
I'll challenge you.
Ah, there you go. Hey, take that.
Ouch.
Ah, yes, sir.
Ouch.
Hey, Pancho.
Ouch.
Oh, Diego, you're a fine sword fighter.
Let me ask you, which hurts more? My jabs, my verbal jabs, or this?
Ah, ooh,
my sword.
Oh, look at that. He has carved that perfect Z into my balls.
We'll be right back with your final five American idiots in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Saturday night in America's heartland, and the Colemans are enjoying a sizzling plate of monkey fajitas. Thursday's a great night for monkey kebabs. And hey, Mom, after school, the kids really love fried monkey fingers. Grab it by the tail, throw it in the skillet. Tasty, nutritious, in just 20 minutes from cage to plate. Mmm, monkey. It's what's for dinner.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Das ist nicht gut. The Don und Mike Show.
Well, Mike, we want to make sure we say
thank you
to Philadelphia today. We got our monthly ratings, our monthly Arbotron ratings.
Thank you.
In Philadelphia. And, well, the announcement is we've still got the job.
Yeah.
And you're happy. That's why you're running that tight little board there right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Thank you.
We've still got the job. Thank you, Philly. Four more weeks.
Well, don't get happy.
Yeah. Sorry, don't get happy. There's another rating next month. Anyway, thanks for the great Arbitron today in Philadelphia. Tomorrow on the show, we'll be announcing the winner of the American Idiot.
Mm-hmm. And they're sounding great on the five performances we've heard already.
Yeah. It really has made the last 6 weeks of agony worth it to get to today.
It has come together very, very nicely.
Please, at your leisure time, over the next 24 hours, go to WJFK.com.
Very good.
Where you can vote for your favorite and perhaps even hear it. The MP3s for the first five contestants are being sent to the web douche now. The web douche will then put them up on the thing, and you'll click on, and you'll hear them.
Now, will he be able to do anything in the future, since we are going to be involving the computer more in the show, to relinquish the title of web douche?
I don't know. He's going to have to do a bang-up job on donandmikewebsite.com.
Very good.
And then we'll see.
All right.
Tomorrow on the show, she's back. TV's Leah Remini.
Wow.
She's returning calls now, and she's anxious to speak to us.
I'm looking forward to speak to her, too. It's terrific.
Don't know if that has anything to do with the declining ratings on her TV show.
Well, they've reached the magic number, isn't that right?
Yeah, but...
So even if the show got canceled now, she's okay.
But here's the thing. Is it a show that's good enough... Because you got to get to 100 episodes
right.
so it can be run every day by local TV stations. Is it a show good enough... like Seinfeld and Friends, where it would be run for a long period of time, or would it be one of them shows like Mad About You that gets played like for 6 months and then ends up getting rerun on the USA Network?
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I guess that all depends, right?
Yeah. Or shall she be saying, hello, WB?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, there are stopping points before USA, because remember, USA Network reran The Single Guy.
Yeah, I guess so.
They could end up on, like, Oxygen or We.
Yeah.
Anyway, tomorrow, Leah Remini, also the blackjack expert,
wow,
is coming in to give us hints on our trip.
I watched a great Sidney Sheldon movie on We.
Yeah.
Tebow recorded it for me.
And, you know, it's different than the magazine OUI, isn't it?
Right,
and
a lot different.
Here's my problem. I thought it was a channel devoted to urination.
No, it's not that easy. No.
And it's not like Wee-Wee, it's
what
Wee.
Is it?
Women's Entertainment.
W-E.
Oh, you know, it was about Jacqueline Smith.
Yeah.
Playing ambassador to Romania.
Oh, that must have been fabulous.
I stayed with it for about a half an hour.
I want to mention also tomorrow on the show, we're giving away yet another trip to Las Vegas.
Very exciting.
This time a trip to Vegas to see the Ultimate Fighting Championship Vendetta.
Ooh,
Friday, November 22nd, 10 p.m. Eastern, live on pay-per-view from the MGM Grand in Vegas. Call your local cable provider. Ultimate Fighting Championship, as real as it gets. This trip includes round-trip airfare, hotel, and tickets to the event.
That's a cool event.
Another trip to Las Vegas.
Amazing.
We're giving it away on tomorrow's episode. Now, back to American Idiot. Hope your fingers are turning bloody. You've been going to WJFK.com because all of our contestants are, in fact, solid gold contestants.
Now, if you want to be a good voter, you wait till you hear everybody, and then you make your decision after that.
Or
Rob shakes his head now.
Or you could do it the Chicago way.
Yeah.
Just vote for everybody.
Vote early, vote often.
Now, and I don't know if the website has been set up that you can only vote once from each computer. Oh, it has, I hear in my headphones. So,
well, you can only vote once.
You can only vote one time.
Ah, so you better give it some serious thought.
Right, or go to other computers.
There you go.
You know, that's an easy way around it.
Yeah, but how many people can do that?
Well, people in offices can, I guess, right?
Well, now you've taught everybody how to cheat.
Let's go to contestant number 5-6. Hold on, number 6 is Ray. Let me find Ray. Ray is
now. Right. No, you're mentioning the numbers that are next to the contestant on the website, right?
Yes.
So our first contestant was actually number 6. That was Ellen. Is that correct?
No, Ellen is number 1 on the. Ellen is actually number 10.
Yeah.
We just took her first because she had to do carpool.
Okay, but the numbers next to the contestants, I just want to make sure because I've been announcing them. Is Amanda number 2?
Hold on.
Yes.
Number 1 is a guy we haven't heard yet.
Okay, but Amanda is number 2.
Amanda's number 2.
Ellen is number 10.
Right. Yes, right.
Tara is number 3.
Number 3. Janet is number 5.
Janet's number 5. And Lexi's number 4?
Number 4.
Right. Okay, good.
Right.
All right, good.
And you'll know when you go to the website, you'll know, in case you don't recognize the name, you'll see the song that they sing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be able to click on it and actually hear.
Very good.
So now, contestant number 6 is Ray. Hi, Ray. Ray, are you there?
Hello, Ray.
You talking to me?
No, hold on. That's Bill. My mistake. I'm sorry. Here is Ray. Hi, Ray.
I'm here.
Hi, Ray. There you are.
Hey, Don.
Hi, Ray. Where are you from?
Waldorf,
Maryland, listening on WJFK.
Got it.
You might remember that Ray was the finalist. 1 week he sang Joy to the World by Three Dog Night.
Very nice job.
Are you ready, Ray?
I'm ready.
You got any friends or family listening to the show today?
I got everybody listening.
Got everybody listening. Well,
without
further ado, let me just say, and here is your contestant number 6 from WJFK Land. Here is Ray with Joy to the World.
Carolina was a bullfrog. Was a good friend of mine. Never understood a single word he said. But I helped him a drink his wine. Yeah, he always had some modified wine. Joy to the world.
Remember, they're not supposed to be good.
Oh, the fuzzing girl.
I like the way he was behind the music.
Joy to the fishes and the deep blue sea.
And then moved ahead of the music.
Yeah.
Joy to you and me. I am Star Wars, the king of the world.
Wow.
Are you what I do?
He's the worst. Probably the worst so far.
Picked it up.
Oh, the fuzzing girl.
No.
Talk to the fishes in the deep blue sea.
Way to go, Ray.
There he is, Ray. Great, I think it really, really kind of, you know, encompasses what we were looking for with the American Idiot.
A total disregarding of the music, and I thought that was fantastic.
Thank you, Ray.
I'm into the words, Don.
Yeah. Thank you. Good luck, Ray.
We're calling
Thank you. Bye.
If you like Ray, again, the website, WJFK.com. You vote for number six, Ray.
Mm-hmm. Ray, a true American Idiot.
Contestant number seven on your sheet is Dave, and here is Dave. Hi, Dave.
Hey, what's happening, team?
Now, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to influence anybody out there. I've got a couple of favorites. I make no bones about the fact that I like the Me and Bobby McGee girl, but I also like this guy. But you guys, you vote on your own. He sings the rose.
How can you not like a guy that chooses the rose?
Dave, where are you from?
I am from Revere, Massachusetts, but living in Rockville.
All right, so you're listening on WJFK, and if you go to WJFK.com, you can click on contestant number seven to vote for Dave. And here he is now, your latest entry in the American Idiot.
We're counting them down.
Right, contestant number seven, Dave. You might have your American Idiot right there.
Pretty strong performance.
All right, Dave, we'll let you know tomorrow.
Thank you, fellas. My pleasure.
All right, thank you very much, Dave. Our next contestant, number eight on your voting website. His name is Paul, and here he is right now. Hi, Paul.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Don, Mike, my loyal fans. How are you?
He's got the right attitude.
He does. Oh, that's the American Idiot moxie that we're looking for.
Now, the song is The Sound of Music.
Yes.
Hey, this is back to back. Fantastic.
Now, this is where really I hope you guys listened to all of the weeks that we would do this contest.
Right.
And we had to sit through all of the awful ones.
Oh, yeah.
Because now it's really worth it.
Now we get the real good ones. What does that tell you?
these guys and girls are the best that our audience has to offer.
Now, does this have the long intro, the Sound of Music super deluxe long intro?
I'm not really sure.
It's obviously not the original arrangement.
No.
It's more like a Halloween song.
You guys can just give me a go. I'll
picture, if you will, the zooming shots of the hills of Austria.
Yes, absolutely. The snow-capped mountain peaks, Rob, as they pan along the field full of daisies.
And you can almost make him out, Paul, in his simple black frock.
My
details. I know it's still not the vocal yet.
And now, go! The same level of effort that he put in the last time.
It is who
my heart wants to sing every song it hears. My heart wants to be
no
like me.
On a American Idiot. We want at least a minimal effort to learn the song.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you, Paul.
Sorry, Paul.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
So long, Paul, and so long to all your fans.
Two contestants left. Let's go to Amy.
Amy.
Amy, here she is on line number three.
What number's Amy?
Howdy, Amy. Amy is contestant number nine on the Internet Voting Mic.
Very good.
Hi, Amy.
Hello.
Amy, where are you from?
I'm from Virginia.
All right, another WJFK listener. And coincidentally, let me mention again, go to WJFK.com to cast your vote. Amy's song, you might remember, is Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Yeah, that's good. That's terrific.
Another one of these jobbers that might have a real long intro on it. Although I think it's fairly obvious. Coming up any moment here. Amy.
Hundreds of dogs on the lawn outside the radio station right now.
Thank you, Amy.
Oh, good grief.
Thank you, honey. If you like Amy, vote for contestant number nine.
Somewhere over the BM.
And we are ready for our final contestant. And even though he's the last one who will sing, he is number one on your webpage. So if you like him, he's the first contestant, Bill.
Bill.
Hi, Bill. Where are you from?
Long Neck, Delaware.
You must listen on 96 Rock, right?
Usually I'm in D.C. working. Just got rained out today.
All right. Well, for our purposes, it'll be 96 Rock. Which is our station in Ocean City. And
What law firm closes shop when it rains?
It's Delaware. You're going to remember, Bill, that Bill did a pretty goddamn good version of Rock and Roll by Zeppelin.
Yes, he did.
And he is our final contestant on American Idiot. So now you've heard them all after Bill. Go to the website, www.wjfk.com, and vote for your favorite. And here is contestant number one on the website. And our final American Idiot wannabe. He's helped by the fact that we all really dig the song.
Yeah.
And as far as karaoke goes, it's a pretty good karaoke track.
Hard to sing.
All right, here he is, Bill. I think he's being heard by his cell phone. Yeah. Oh, you know what? I think you are hurt by the fact that you're on a cell phone.
Yep. I think otherwise.
I think before you were on a hard line the last time you called us.
I think otherwise it would have been perfect.
Yeah. Well, there was a reason we chose him as a finalist.
There was. Yeah. Yes, because he sucked and sucked loudly.
I guess so. All right, Bill. Thank you.
Just break it up.
Yeah, the phone is breaking up. All right.
I'm sorry.
Otherwise, it was great.
You got one shot at the top. All right, bye, Bill. Bye-bye. What, Bill?
Sorry, guys.
Who are you talking to?
I was talking to my kids yelling in the background.
Give them a hug.
All right.
All right. Hey, take care, guys.
All right. See you later.
All
time.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you are.
There it is.
There's your 10.
And I tell you, how do you choose?
10 American idiots.
We have a collection of idiots from all over this land of ours that I am proud of.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're only going to have one day to vote. And I say we leave the poll open until the end of the show tomorrow.
And I say bravo to you, sir.
And the deal is, whoever you guys select, that person will be brought to the WJFK radio station, and we will give that person 30 minutes. And can you imagine how tedious that's going to be?
Yeah, 30 minutes. And that means, like, the hit songs that they sang today.
Yeah.
That they're going to have to get, like, a whole chart of songs.
Right. Outside... with one of Robbie's karaoke machines.
Oh, it will be a medley.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, a medley, like a half-hour medley.
It's going to be solid, so it's going to require some endurance.
Oh, fantastic.
And it'll be outside, be accompanied by Tom and by Dennis, and we'll be judged by, or not, judge is not the right word,
no.
Evaluated
right.
By the president of Virgin Records, a very successful record company, if you're wondering.
He's agreed to do that with no personal contact.
If you have ever wondered who sings for Virgin Records, well, maybe you've heard of a gal named Janet Jackson.
There you go.
That would be the top artist for Virgin Records.
And any one of these 10 could, in my opinion, get a record contract.
Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Well, the good thing about Phil, the guy, the president of the record company, the good thing about him is he when I was talking to him on the phone, he said, what if they really suck?
Yeah.
I said, well, they're probably going to suck. He said, do I tell them? I said, yeah, of course you tell them. It's just, it's different being told that you suck from a regular guy than being told you suck from the president of a record company. And then there's the one girl, Lexi, who really thinks this is really going to be her big break.
She hopes. Right.
She thinks that the guy's going to hear her and then sign her to a contract. Jason, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, we're great.
That Amy singing, she just sent my dogs running down the hall into my bed.
There you go. All right, thank you for the compliment, sir.
Hello, Don and Mike Shaw.
Hey.
Hey,
if that guy that sang the rose, if he doesn't win this contest, the whole thing is a scam.
Listen, my friend, it's very subjective. What you have to do is get yourself to a computer and vote right now.
I'm doing that, but that guy should win hands down.
That's what I have loved, the immediacy of this, that you can go right now to the computer. And speaking of hands down, hello?
Hey, God, hey, Mike, I'm the Hulk.
No, Dennis.
No, you're not the host.
You're going to be involved as a background singer.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you, Gon. Thank you.
Goodbye, Murphy.
Have a pleasant day.
Goodbye, Murphy.
Bye, Mike.
Goodbye, Dennis.
I love you.
Okay.
Listen up to that.
All right.
Goodbye, Murphy.
I'll count with you in a couple of days.
All right.
Bye, Murphy.
Hey, guess what, Don?
What?
It looks like you're going to have to yank a couple of teeth out.
Oh, dear.
Hey, now I love you, Dennis. Yeah. You know, Dennis, I wasn't going to say because you were giving nothing, and then you come back with that present. Dennis, I love you.
That's a shock.
Which teeth, Dennis?
I don't know, but I have to go see a pelagonist and that's what I'm going to Scott.
Wow. Dennis, just have them all taken out.
Seriously?
Get some dentures.
Yeah.
All right. At least the bottom, because the dentist yesterday, she was frustrated.
I can't imagine that.
She was very frustrated.
Well, Dennis, listen, after you get the final word from the dentist,
yeah.
You have an open opinion to come on the show and discuss whatever dental work you're going to have done.
Okay, and, right now I don't have the job, so I have to wait a month or two.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
I'm very surprised you're not going to be at the new Comcast Center tonight for the...
I'll be there.
Oh, you're going to be there?
I'll be at Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, how ridiculous is this? Your national champion, NCAA basketball champion.
I know.
The Maryland Terrapins.
Uh-huh.
They win the national championship. Tonight they're moving into a brand new state-of-the-art arena.
Yeah, it's a big celebration.
The first team they're playing.
Uh-huh.
Is the Harlem Globetrotters.
The Harlem Globetrotters.
What retard came up with that idea?
Well, whoever that...
They're going to be on television tonight.
It's going to be on television. That makes it all better.
Yeah, I can too.
All right, goodbye, Dennis.
Okay, thank you, Don.
Goodbye, Murphy.
Goodbye, Mike.
See you later.
Goodbye, Dennis.
Remember, things will get better. Don't worry, Mike.
Dennis, they said goodbye.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Bye, Lisa.
Thanks. Bye, Lisa.
I'm surprised you didn't go for the bait. He was, in a roundabout way, asking you for teeth.
Yeah, I know he was.
And you didn't even help him out a little bit.
Well, his dentist is so frustrated.
Don and Mike. Or was it the hygienist that was frustrated?
I think anyone that would see that mouth would be frustrated. You know, no mechanic likes to work on a totaled car.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike. Are you there? All right, you're not. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Love the show.
Thanks.
Hey, that guy saying the rose gave me sore teeth.
Hold on. We have breaking news.
Seems to be a theme.
We have already 6,999 votes.
Wow.
And we have a clear leader.
And that would be?
With, oh, there's a tie. Actually, it's very close.
Wow.
Somebody has 1,200 votes. Somebody has 1,100 votes. Somebody has 1,009 votes.
It's like a presidential election.
Yeah.
You know who your leader is right now?
Ooh.
I'm not going to tell you.
I didn't think so.
That's why I didn't answer.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. I wanted to look on his face.
You've got to go to WJFK.com to vote. We'll have the winner tomorrow. Oh, and listen, it's Harry Potter time when you get right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Charlie, nobody's watching. Charlie. That's good, Charlie.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Oh, Charlie. Charlie.
Grandpa?
In your wildest dreams, you could not imagine the marvelous surprises that await you.
Grandpa.
Oh, Charlie, you've done it.
Whee!
I'm a shooting star.
The Don and Mike Show.
Providing you with plenty of emotional scarring. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now listen, we've actually been getting some calls. What's the website? After all the problems, it's very simple. The vote for American Idiots is go to WJFK.com.
It is that easy.
Remember how you went to WYSP.com to see the pictures of Lisa? Well, just type in www.wjfk.com.
It is that simple.
And both of you, I'll log on right now and tell me if the MP3s are up yet. I know they're working on it.
That's going to be hard to tell since this computer has no speaker.
Yeah, no, but there should be something that says click here.
Yeah, I've clicked on one of the song title links, and I see that it's opening that file now and that it is an MP3. So even though I don't have speakers, I can see that it's working.
So it's done.
You can listen to your favorites again.
And done.
Yes.
So if you're listening right now, go and vote. If you're in your car, just jot it down, make a mental note. It's easy to remember. WJFK.com. And if you need to hear any of the 10 finalists, just click on. Hope you have the MP3 Windows player, whatever the hell the thing's called. You click on that jobber and you hear them, and we will announce the winner at the end of tomorrow's show.
Very good.
It is such a busy time of year with the movies. You've got the goddamn Lord of the Rings coming out.
Mm-hmm.
You've got all kinds of huge movies with the most anticipated movie of the year.
Yeah.
With kids, is this Harry Potter thing.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's going nuts for Harry Potter.
I've even heard, I was watching Entertainment Tonight last night, they were saying, it's going to be bigger than Spider-Man.
Wow.
Now, I don't see how anything this year is going to be bigger than Spider-Man.
Well, you're not as big a fan of Harry Potter as you are of Spider-Man.
Yeah, but I think that there's a lot more adults. Anyway, they're telling me that Harry Potter has loads of fans, and once again, I'm going to call the Harry Potter hotline to see what the new movie is all about.
Very good. This is always nice just to, you know, we did this the last time just to let everybody know what's going on.
This is something that, and I don't know if I'm going to get the thing saying, for movie info, press 1,
mm-hmm.
for
kind of menu.
For news about promotional items, press 2.
Right.
Hello. Thanks for calling the Harry Potter hotline. I'm Harry Potter.
There he is.
And everyone around the Harry Potter castle is very excited about the upcoming movie. We sure hope you attend. And now, here's today's Harry Potter moment.
It's Harry Potter moment.
I never believed that Winona was guilty, and besides, we were fast friends. The hot water didn't feel good on my sunburn. I quickly got out of the tub and started to put on my robe. Winona stopped me, saying she had an excellent lotion for my tender skin. She placed a large beach towel on a lounge chair and instructed me to lie on my stomach. She gently rubbed the lotion onto my back and arms. When she rubbed my back, her fingers slid around to the sides of my back and right up towards my nipples. She moved down to my legs, starting at my ankles and working her way up to my ass. Even though my butt wasn't sunburned, she began applying the lotion to my cheeks, rubbing and squeezing. She told me to turn over. I was a little embarrassed because her massage had turned me on. I naively didn't know what to expect next.
God.
Winona continued applying the lotion, starting with my upper chest and shoulders. I was nervous but excited when she leaned over and started playing again with my nipples. They were firm and protruding, and she alternately flicked them with her tongue and kept sucking. She sat up and shifted the stool she was sitting on so she was sitting near my knees. She slowly pushed my legs apart and placed my feet on the deck, then put a firm pillow under my hips. And imagine my surprise when her painted nail index finger slowly...
Okay, you know what? Wow. I think right there is where I'm going to have to disconnect
yeah,
that.
That's an enormous surprise. I thought he was going to talk about the movie.
Now, you know, again, it's the same mistake as before. See, it's Harry Potter,
mm-hmm.
but I'm sure the guy on the phone... is Harry Morgan, the guy who played Colonel Potter on MASH.
Well, it totally confuses me. I don't understand
what's going on. Let me try it again.
Obviously, some kind of mix-up.
I hope there's nothing about number one. Well, there might be.
Maybe next time.
Oh. Well, either way, I'm sure it'll be a good Harry Potter story.
Okay. Thank you for calling the Harry Potter hotline. For Harry Potter advanced ticket sales information, press 1.
Okay.
To get Harry Potter toys and novelties, press 2.
No, I don't want that.
For today's Harry Potter moment, press 3. Selena works at the same office as my wife. Katie is tall, with generous figures and double D breasts. And Selena is a smaller woman with firm yet plentiful breasts. They're both knockouts, and I couldn't wait to see the two of them together in our bed. All we had to do was put the plan in motion. We subscribe to an online computer sex service where people can create personas of any sex and appearance. Selena arrived at our house on Sunday afternoon. Katie greeted her in casual clothes, a large T-shirt with no panties or bra,
oh my.
And showed her into the study where the computer is set up. Well, in no time, Katie had worked her way over to me, grabbed my belt buckle, and exposed my...
know what? Again,
yeah.
I wish I could go on with that.
It's amazing. It's disgusting, really.
I think there's probably...
shocking.
There's probably one more call I could make. Isn't there, Mike?
I think there is, Don, as a matter of fact.
All right, let me just redial that one more time.
Their time's a charm.
I'm amazed that we keep getting all this dirty stuff. And see, the thing is, it's not Harry Potter. Terry Morgan,
yeah, who played Colonel Potter.
Played Colonel Potter on TV.
I don't get it.
It's clear like
Hi!
That.
You've reached the Harry Potter hotline. For advanced ticket information, press 1. For a set of real-life Harry Potter glasses, press 2. For Harry Potter's water baby story, press 3.
There you go.
I was delighted. Nothing turned me on more. Slowly... Candy walked into the room, took off all her clothes, and I knew it was going to be a special evening for all of us, because Candy had been drinking Evian water for about 3 hours straight. Yes, she was completely full, and I was purely delighted as I laid out on the leather recliner, waiting for Candy to do her business. Slowly she moved over, about 8 inches from my waiting mouth, and let go a flood of the most amazing...
Okay, you know what?
Yeah.
That is, that's all we have time for today.
Yeah, just not right.
Sorry, kid.
I don't understand that at all.
But the good news is, the movie opens Friday.
Yeah.
We'll be able to do that bit. two or three more times.
Yeah, and it's nice to know that you can, you know, you can request stuff, too.
That's all right to buzz now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring
beginning
good
to think you can
news to
request
his people.
It every day now.
He made it up.
Didn't you tell me yesterday that it was going to have something to do with...
showers
with PM.
I know I was that was early in the show when I was showing what I you know we could do it either way. We could read from the the book
about,
or we could make it up.
How about tomorrow?
Whatever you want.
BM eater.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. Man on man.
Buzz, yes.
Buzz. Oh, you know what? Hold on. I'm sorry, Buzz. Before your lead story, very quickly, I want to bring everybody up to speed on a running gag.
Mm-hmm.
Billy O'Reilly and his thought of the day.
Very good.
You know, America's in love with this crazy Fox News guy.
He's amazing.
And here's the first Bill O'Reilly thought of the day.
You know, oral. My doctor, he said I can have it.
Right, and then this was the second Billy O'Reilly thought of the day.
We legalize heroin because I'm a heroin addict and I want it, so give it to me.
Right.
And then this was the third one.
I'm gay, so I want, you know, gay marriage so I can do X, Y, and Z.
Right.
Right, then here was yesterday's Bill O'Reilly thought of the day.
Man, I'm close to going toe-to-toe with this whore.
And here was the thought today. He's talking about what he wants German guys to do to him.
More German guys. Leap over the counter and pound me.
There
wow.
You
strange stuff from Bill O'Reilly.
Sure is. Sure, you know, it was a long time since we caught up there. Buzzy?
Yes.
Oh, we've already entered the news zone.
Yes.
What is your lead story tonight?
It appears Bin Laden is alive.
Oh.
Oh, shocker. Okay, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments. Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right, time for Buzz.
Bear down Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers in the Super Bowl 35 on the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. For the Bears, it's found their last-ditch effort. Fourth down and goal. They're at the 8-yard line. To Buzz Burbank. Breaks the tackle at the line of scrimmage. He's at the 5. Sheds the tackle at the 2. Touchdown, Buzz Burbank. And the Bears have won the world championship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like me, they long to be close to you. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Want to take one special last moment to thank the good people of Philly for those nice monthly Arbotron ratings today.
We love you, Philadelphia!
Amen. WYSP embracing the show. We thank you very much. And all you other cities, you do your Arbotron duty there, too.
Absolutely.
Okay? You said Arbotron duty.
Yes.
Like poop. Like BM.
Right.
Buzz News brought to you by Verimax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Verimax. Available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, retailers everywhere. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Geez, if Philly came out today, I think that means by the end of the week, D.C. will be coming out.
That's right.
And that's going to be a tough road to hoe, being as the ratings we were handed here.
18th.
18th place.
Yeah. 18th place.
18th place.
Gee, you think we'll go up?
If we go down...
Get ready to take the gas pipe.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
Here is... what's going on the phones?
It's a call from Westwood. No big deal.
Oh, Westwood One, right. Ah, yeah.
Them again.
Disconnect them immediately. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A message aired today in the Arab world could mean Osama bin Laden is still alive. The message praised terrorist strikes in Bali and Moscow and threatened Western nations over any attack on Iraq.
Here is the translated message, incidentally.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
If the voice is bin Laden's, it would be the strongest evidence he survived airstrikes in Afghanistan. It would be the first time we've heard from him in over a year.
Here he is, Osama bin Laden.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
The White House says the tape sounds like him.
A bastard's loving life.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
The United Nations says anytime Friday is fine. Secretary General Kofi Annan says the deadline is Friday for Iraq to accept or reject the plan to make sure it's free of nukes and biochemical weapons, but at no particular hour. He says any time Friday will do.
That's his band, Rob.
Okay.
Hot Kofi.
It may be a moot point. The Iraqi parliament, which is considered a rubber stamp for Saddam Hussein, has voted to reject the plan. Now it's up to Hussein himself. The Iraqi lawmakers, by the way, also voted to say that their country's leaders should do whatever they think appropriate to defend Iraq's people, independence, and dignity.
And Buzz has nothing to do with Iraq, thank goodness. Don't forget, go to WJFK.com to vote for your favorite contestant for American Idiot.
Right.
All 10 contestants are up now. Click on the song title to hear the MP3 and vote for your favorite.
And our parliament votes them great.
The top 10 are up. Go to WJFK.com.
The White House says the New York Times was right. Iraq is stockpiling the antidote for nerve gas. And since the U.S. supposedly doesn't have any nerve gas, the presumption is the Iraqis want the antidote to protect their own troops if they use the gas.
There's our nerve gas.
The White House says Iraq has imported significant quantities of the medicine over the last couple of years, mostly from Turkey. Turkey says that isn't true.
Turkey gives me gas.
The White House begs to differ. 6 out of 10 Americans, by the way, support plans to invade Iraq with ground troops, according to a new CNN USA Today Gallup poll.
How many?
6 out of 10. Now, that's actually an increase over what it had been recently.
Well, if they're rejecting it, screw them.
But you were right yesterday, Mike. The President of the United States now says the war could start before Christmas.
Nice Bush.
There it is.
I'm always right about international relations.
Always. At my request.
And I'm right about gas. I'm right about BM.
Intelligence experts say the war with Iraq might trigger more terrorist attacks here in the U.S.
Iraqs.
And they say, yeah, you can understand that slip. They say they're worried the FBI is not prepared to prevent those attacks. Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Bob Graham tells the Washington Post the FBI doesn't know how many terrorists are in the U.S., where they are, or what their intentions are.
You know, if we are going to go to war, I think it's time we do a little, who's that, Archie Bell and the Drells, right?
Tighten up.
We are yeah. Tighten up.
I think someone will do a background check on Diego, our intern.
Absolutely.
I hear that.
Is that his real name?
I don't think so. Well, the FBI says this charge isn't true. The Bureau says it has dozens of task forces trying to identify Iraqis who came to this country after the Persian Gulf War. And it looks like the Homeland Security Department is in. The lawmakers and the White House came to an agreement today. They'll start voting on it tomorrow, apparently.
And what does Osama have to say again?
It just doesn't get any better than this.
He's loving life. Buzz, hold on. Right there.
Everybody. Take the close
this right is back. The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
And just a reminder.
For the young gay boy in rural America who thinks he's alone, he's not. He has the Don and Mike Show.
You want to vote for your favorite American idiot? All 10 of them are up there. God knows I've bitched enough about it. Go to the website, WJFK.com. Vote for your favorite. And we'll announce the American Idiot winner at about this time on tomorrow's show. Here is Buzzy. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. In sports, basketball coach Bob Knight is suing Indiana University over his firing 2 years ago. He's claiming $7 million in damages, including lost income, humiliation, and interference with his prospects for employment.
BK!
Knight now coaches at Texas Tech.
He does. He coaches there. And why does he do that?
I don't know.
Because he's a good coach.
Yes.
And that's what you said.
That's what I said.
Because that's what you said.
That's what I said,
Thank
coach.
You.
Finally.
What's up, Doc? How are you doing? BK. I heard you say BK. It's Shaquille O'Neal for BK or Big A Shaq. I did as well. What's up, Doc? How are you doing?
The Norwegians say they have something that's just as good as Viagra, if you don't mind hooking up some wires. An electrical engineer over there.
Sure, wires to your D.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's come up with a battery-powered ring.
Okay.
And a Norwegian urologist says it works.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
I don't think so. Worn at the base of the male organ, he says it brings the same results as Viagra without a prescription.
Don, baby, how's it going?
The inventor says he hopes to have the ring on the market after a year of more testing.
That's a COC ring, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Okay.
Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Yeah. I'll get you, Buzz. Yeah. See you tomorrow with a new episode. Don't forget, it's WJFK.com. Vote for the American Idiot. And a good day to you, sir.
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 Can you?
I love my cook.
BM.
Eaters. Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying,
Be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.